that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the Business Loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
O'Laughlin Incorporated, with facilities in Macon, Marceline, and Shelbina, is a family-owned and operated business since 1950. O'Laughlin Incorporated handles rock, sand, and ready-mix concrete. They also offer bulk hauling and dump trucks or van trailers, plus provide paving supplies and bulk pneumatics. But their services don't stop there. O'Laughlin Incorporated also provides lime hauling and VRT spreading services. For more information, call an O'Laughlin location near you in Macon, Marceline, and Shelbina.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon, online at smhmo.org.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield, we're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
For details, see Harley Crop in Shelbina.
You know, if you look at our offense, what we try to do on offense, we definitely try to run the clock to make it a shorter game. And, you know, I think we've been doing good at that. You know, besides, you know, if you look at our season, turnovers have killed us, you know, and defensively we're not necessarily causing many turnovers. And then offensively as well as, you know, we're having a lot of penalties, you know, and that's two things that are going to lose you football games. And it's two things we're going to, you know, we're going to lose until we get those figured out. And I think we got those figured out now.
School photography is far more than some traveling photographer bringing a camera into the school once or twice a year, sitting the student down, and snapping the camera. Keithley Photography is North Central Missouri's own professional school photographer.
Welcome back to the pregame show here on Superstation. Chris joins now Scott Stevens, head coach of the Brookfield Bulldogs. And Coach, coming off a tough loss last week against Macon, tell us a little bit about that game.
Only offers this service. Ask your school for Keithley. Keithley Photography, capturing life's greatest moments in action.
Welcome back to the pregame show here on Superstation. Chris joins now Scott Stevens, head coach of the Brookfield Bulldogs. And, Coach, coming off a tough loss last week against Macon, tell us a little bit about that game.
You know, we got out really well, and we got up 14-0 to start the game. And then, you know, we shot ourselves in the foot a lot. You know, if you look back at that game, we had 11 penalties to their zero. You know, and a lot of times that they were on drives on offense, we were moving the football down, you know, and shot ourselves in the foot. You know, so it's something we've been talking about all week, and hopefully that looks better tonight.
The hallmark of your team this season, especially the first half of the year, but even still at this point, has been the defense. You're still averaging opponents 18 points per game, so certainly things are going well on that side of the football for you.
Oh, yeah. You know, we feel like defensively it's something we've been able to hang our hat on. You know, and offensively, we realize how good our defense is as well. You know, if you look at our offense, what we try to do on offense, we definitely try to run the clock to make it a shorter game. And, you know, I think we've been doing good at that. You know, besides, you know, if you look at our season, turnovers have killed us. You know, and defensively, we're not necessarily causing many turnovers. And then offensively as well as, you know, we're having a lot of penalties. You know, and that's two things that are going to lose you football games. And it's two things we're going to, you know, we're going to lose until we get those figured out, and I think we got those figured out now.
It seems like you have as many guys playing two ways as almost anybody in the area. Does that wear on your defense and on your offense at times as the games and the season goes along?
I mean, I think it definitely has. At the same time, we feel like we have a lot of depth at those positions. Yeah, we have a lot of guys that start both ways, but we're to the point we are rotating a lot of people through. You know, and I think that helps you a lot in that situation as well.
Helps keep them fresh and also gets those younger guys some reps for positions down the road, yeah.
Definitely.
Tell us a little bit about your thoughts about South Shelby.
You know, I think a lot of it starts and stops with Brock Wood. I think he's the most dynamic player in our conference. You know, he's obviously the fastest player in our conference. He's good at what he does, you know. So they try to get him the ball as much as they can. Obviously, he's playing quarterback for him. You know, and so we just got to make sure we can try to keep him in a phone booth, which is easier said than done. You know, but he also is really good when it comes to special teams. You know, so anytime he can get the ball in open space, he's definitely the most dangerous person in our conference.
When you've seen him on tape and you've seen the defenses going up against him, do you have the right personnel and the right play schemes to try to stop him for that?
You know, we think so. You know, it all starts with not letting him get outside the box. We feel like we have some really good defensive ends that do a good job at that. You know, and Caster Dodd, Brandon Landa, and Jeremy Williams also, you know, coming off the bench. We feel like we have three guys that are athletic, that are long, that do a good job keeping the edge, and they're going to be very important in tonight's game.
Offensively, what do you try to do against the Cardinals?
You know what, I think a lot of it starts up front. I mean, you can look at every game we've played so far. I feel like we've done a pretty good job running the football. If you look at last week against Macon, you know, we were averaging over 6 yards a carry, you know, and, you know, as long as we can do that, and as long as we're not shooting ourselves in the foot with penalties, you know, I think we have a chance to be really successful on the ground tonight.
How successful have you been throughout the season avoiding those penalties?
You know, it's something we've struggled with. I think it's either turnovers that's hurt us or penalties that's hurt us. We haven't really put many games offensively where we haven't done one of those two things, you know, and it's something that we've been talking about all week this week. You know, I think the guys are starting to understand that, you know, when you're tired, you can't make stupid mistakes, you know, and if we can do that tonight, I think we have a chance to be very successful tonight.
And for a lot of those teams, those feed into each other. You commit a penalty, and then all of a sudden you're in a bad situation and maybe don't hang on to the football as well as you should.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when we go, for example, you have a great drive, and all of a sudden you're sitting at first and 20, you know, especially with what we do offensively, it's hard to come back from that. You know, so that's something we keep talking about, you know, keep stressing is we can't do things that's going to put us behind the chains. We have to make sure we're winning first down. If we're winning first down, you know, if you look at what we've been doing all year, we are very successful if we get those 3-4 yards on first down.
Is there anything else you'd like Bulldogs fans to know before I let you go?
Oh, we're excited for tonight, you know, and we'll see what happens, and hopefully we get that W.
Scott Stevens, head coach of the Brookfield Bulldogs, has been our guest. Thank you for your time tonight.
Appreciate it.
We'll be back with more in a moment here on Superstation Crest.
It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri with offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond. Call today for your estimate or go to capitalmo.com.
The Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance is here. Come in now for rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99% APR for 36 months on hardworking Rangers, legendary sportsmen, ATVs, and high-performance razors. Stop by Extreme Recreation in Brookfield for more information on your Polaris ATV or UTV. Offers valid in the U.S. through 6/30/18 on select new 2014 through 2019 vehicles subject to credit approval. Offers vary by model. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet and never drink and ride.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has made getting a grip on your finances even easier. Simply download our mobile banking app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, and you're ready to manage your accounts, check balances, transfer funds, and pay bills all from the palm of your hand. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com for more information. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, proudly serving rural America for over 100 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When your vehicle needs collision repair or repairs due to normal wear and tear, bring it to the specialist in automotive repair, the TechNet specialist at Hines Body Shop in Shelbina. Hello, I'm Steve Hines. You'll receive the latest in automotive technology and our certified collision repair and our quality automotive service. Whether it's wheel alignment, suspension, light mechanical, or collision repair, Hines Body Shop specialists fix it right the first time. Count on TechNet and Hines Body Shop in Shelbina. Our work speaks for itself and has since 1957.
Welcome back to the pregame show here on Superstation Crest. Joins now is the head coach of South Shelby, Rob Wilt. Saw you last week against Centralia and looked good early, but unfortunately Centralia just a little bit too much for you late in that game.
Yeah, you know, I think you're right. We started off pretty good, but we just couldn't sustain it. I felt like they took it to us, and I thought we could have played a little more physical brand of football, and I think that would have made the game a lot better. I just keep preaching our kids, we got to play, you know, hard nose and outwork teams to have a chance. And I felt like in the, second quarter on, Centralia did a better job at that.
You guys showed the ability to make big plays. You got a takeaway that led to points, and then, of course, that kick return for a touchdown in the second half. So things actually, it was late in the second quarter, I guess. So things went well for you at times, but you just couldn't sustain a drive.
Right, yeah. We got some big playmakers. Obviously, Brock Wood is a kid that can take it to the house anytime. Defensively, I think Guy Tenbrook caused that fumble, and we were able to have a short field. But in the same aspect, we can't make mistakes, and we can't get behind the chains, which we did a lot of, against Centralia, something that we didn't do against Monroe City that kept us in the game.
Tonight you've got Brookfield. Early in the season, they were relying on their defense. That's maybe weakened a little bit, but they're still a pretty solid football team.
Oh, yeah. When you watch them, the defense jumps out at you. They're solid up front. Brooks Baker kid stands out to me, and also Castor Dodd. Those two kids are big up front and physical. So we're going to have our hands full. We got to do a good job of staying on blocks and driving people.
How do you win the battle at the line of scrimmage against those two guys, or do you try to avoid it entirely and get to the outside?
Well, you can't avoid it entirely, but on our right side of our line, Cason Welton and Gage Rainey, hopefully coming back and staying healthy. Those two guys are pretty good themselves, and we're hoping that they can match up and do a good job against them.
How about when Brookfield has the ball? What do you try to do on defense?
Well, they show a lot of different formations and a lot of different wrinkles to it. I think we got to be disciplined. We got to be downhill and a physical football team. If we play on our heels like we did against Atreya there late in the game, we're in trouble.
Obviously, a pretty balanced matchup, at least on paper. What's the one key that has to go your way for South Shelby to pull out a win?
Well, we set goals early in the week, and I think one of those major goals is cutting down on just mental mistakes. Too many of those when you're not when you're playing a good football team like Brookfield will cost you. So we just got to stay on schedule, do well on first downs, and then and convert on third.
As fans are coming up to the game, we'd like to remind them and thank them for the ones who have for bringing food and cash donations for the food bank, and certainly our thanks to you for your school helping us host week one of Alpha Cares.
Yeah, I think it's a really good situation, and with the working with you guys and CNR and everybody, I just hope people bring some stuff and help feed Shelby and Linn County.
Anything else you want Cardinals fans to know before I let you go?
No, I don't think so. I just ask you to keep coming out and supporting these young men. They're playing hard, and hopefully we can put a little run together here at the end.
Hey, Coach Rob Wills has been our guest. Thank you for your time, Coach.
All right, thank you all.
And we'll be back with more in a moment here on Superstation, Chris.
Achieve your financial goals with a trusted bank partner that offers genuine customer service. First Missouri Bank, their customers receive good old-fashioned banking services from modern conveniences, from farm, commercial, and personal loans to CDs, savings and checking accounts to internet banking and online pay. First Missouri Bank offers services you'd expect from a national bank chain, but meets the individual needs that a local community bank provides. First Missouri Bank, locations in Brookfield, Kearney Ridgeway, Eagleville, and North Kansas City. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina are proud of their students and the dedication they demonstrate in everything they do. Cardinals, everyone in the South Shelby District wants you to know they are with you every step of the way. The hard work and determination you exhibit during practice and in the classroom will show in competition and in all that you do. So continue to work hard, students, and know the Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina are proud of their Cardinals and wish them all the best.
Back to the campus of South Shelby High School. Brookfield has won the toss. They've elected to receive. They will defend the east end zone, the one to our left, as we get ready for the kickoff, which is brought to you by Missouri Valley College of Marshall. Valley will roll. Obviously, an interesting matchup between these two schools, both coming in 1-6. Both very good teams. They just have the brutal schedule in the Clarence County Conference, and with the teams at the top of the conference, very hard to keep up with those schools.
Well, absolutely, JB. And one of the things to think about it is two teams coming in at 1-6 right now. You're inching closer and closer to the playoffs. And one thing we've heard both head coaches talk about in the interviews, and Rob Witt and Scott Stevens, was really just that they want their teams to come out and play hard. You come out, you give some effort, especially on senior night for South Shelby. Good things can come, especially as we've already talked about with two teams that are evenly matched. Now, I wonder how much conditions may play into this ball game tonight, how much the ball will stay on the ground, if the ball will go in the air, more than 10 times for each team could play a factor as well, as we've got some wet, cold conditions tonight here in Mid-Missouri.
It is 41 degrees in Shelbina. We're going to see temperatures around 40 the entire night. Relative humidity 92%. Wind is calm. Barometric pressure 30 inches right now. And it has quit raining at the moment. Not expecting any more precipitation as the evening
Brandon
goes along.
Collins and Blake Kavanaugh beat for the
back deep to receive. For Brookfield, Brandon Collins. I believe that's also Tim Isaac back there. As Dylan Durbin has it teed up at the 40-yard line. South Shelby, the red uniforms, red helmets. Brookfield, the white uniforms, blue pants, white helmets. We're ready to go. The opening kickoff will be on the ground, picked up at the 35-yard line by one of the Bulldogs' up men, and across the 40 to about the 42 before he's wrapped up and brought down for the Bulldogs. On the return, it was Tyler Pauley.
35-yard line returned by 34 and it'll be Taylor.
First and 10 for the Bulldogs at their 42-yard line. Their offensive line, Jordan Weinert, Lane Thodium, Evan Fay, Wyatt Reed, Brooks Baker, the tight end Cole Daugherty. Wideouts are Blake Kavanaugh, Brandon Collins, and Castor Todd. In the backfield, Tim Isaac. Occasionally see Trace Alexander, fullback, and Derek Leapheart is in at quarterback. First and 10 from the 42-yard line. Bulldogs left to right across your radio dial and across your computer at centralmoinfo.com. And it'll be a keeper by Leapheart, and South Shelby sniffs it out, and it's going to go for a sack on the first play of offense for the Bulldogs back to the 39-yard line, a loss of four.
And that's going to be a big key tonight for South Shelby. If they are able to jump the gaps and stop this Brookfield offense in the backfield, they're going to stop a lot of plays and they're going to have a lot of success, because Derek Leapheart and Tim Izzard are two guys that really are a dual threat in the backfield at the quarterback position and at the tailback position.
Second and 14 for the Bulldogs from their 39-yard line. There's a snap, and it'll be a handoff in the backfield on the carry this time. It'll be Tim Izzard, and he's got room to run to the far side. Cross midfield, wrapped up and brought down. It was a fake up the middle and the outside on the carry. That was Brandon Collins. Across the 30-yard line of South Shelby. They're going to mark him down about the 21.
Yeah, that's a great option read right there from Liebert. He just pulls that one away from the running back, takes up off the left side, got a couple blocks, jumped the gun, and now he's got his team in the red zone.
First and 10 of the 21. We'll set the Cardinals defense for you here momentarily. Off the South Shelby 21-yard line. We're a minute into the game. Leibart takes the snap. Handoff on an end around, coming to the near side, looking for block. Still on his feet. This is Collins near the end zone, and he's out of bounds about the 2-yard line at a gain of 19. Brandon Collins, two quick carries for a total of 59 yards. Defensively for South Shelby, it's Guy Timbrook, Luke Lutzke, Jesse Thomas, Gage Rennie up front, linebackers Marcus Wiseman, Justin Ali, and Kason Welford, defensive backs Dylan Durbin, David Fenn, Brockwood, and Levi Blevins. First and goal at the 2 for Brookfield. 10:48 remaining here in the first quarter. Tim Izzard in the backfield. Leapheart will take the snap. They give it to Izzard, follows a block, and South Shelby meets him in the backfield, and it's going to go for no gain.
One thing to watch tonight, JB, is going to be the size advantage that Brookfield has over South Shelby. South Shelby, you know, a young team. They don't have a lot of seniors on this team, and they have a little bit of a restricted roster compared to Brookfield. So big thing to watch is if Brookfield's able to overpower South Shelby with their size advantage tonight.
Second and goal from the 2. Leibart out of the pistol. Izzard behind him. Offset to his left. And it'll be a screen back to the left side, and it's incomplete. Following a fake handoff, a quick throw to the left side, looking for Castor Dodd. It was incomplete at the goal line. It'll bring up third down.
Important third down right here for Brookfield. If they're able to punch it in the end zone, set the tone here early. It could kind of put South Shelby behind the eight ball, especially at home.
10:06 remaining in the first quarter. And Brookfield go two receivers to the near side of the formation, Dodd and Collins. Leibart out of the pistol, takes the snap. High snap, brings it down. And the handoff coming around near side. Izzard into the end zone for a touchdown for the Bulldogs. A 2-yard run for Tim Izzard puts Brookfield up 6-0.
And Izzard is that guy that we talked about earlier to watch on this Brookfield team. on the season. He is a leading rusher on this club. Him and Liebhardt are two guys that kind of really do use that dual attack in the backfield. So great job from Brookfield getting on the board early.
Yeah, the Bulldogs look like they're going to go for two. It's going to be an empty backfield. Eisert lines up in a H-back position on the near side of the formation. Liebhardt takes the snap. And the ball looked like it was dropped. The flag comes in at the end of the play. Sal Shelby sniffed it out. There was nothing there. Kind of a scramble behind the line of scrimmage. We'll see what the flag is for. It's in the area of holding, I think. They're going to call an illegal shift. No. They call a face mask against Sal Shelby. Excuse me. So the penalty against the Cardinals, and Bulldogs get another shot at it close to the goal line.
Normally, JB, I would be against going for that two-point conversion early in this game, but with the field conditions tonight, having that wet grass and kind of dewy, cold temperatures out here, maybe tough to kick field goals and extra points tonight, so I'm really okay going for two here early in this ballgame.
And, of course, a lot of schools, of course, don't even really practice at this level on extra points, and they always go for two. Bulldogs, one of those teams frequently going for it. And here's a handoff in the backfield, and he is still short of the end zone. 10:01 remaining in the first quarter. It is Brookfield 6, South Shelby nothing. We'll be back in 60 seconds here on Crest and CentralBowInfo.com.
Reynolds Herefords of Huntsville will hold their 17th annual production sale on Sunday, October 21st, selling horned and pulled Hereford genetics, including 20 bulls, 6 spring pair splits, 6 fall calving pairs, 7 show steers, 7 fall yearling heifers, 14 spring show heifer prospects, plus 20 black and black whiteface commercial lots consigned by Ty Reynolds and John Ranch. That's Sunday, October 21st at noon at the farm 1 mile east of Huntsville. For information, go to ReynoldsHerefords.com or call Matt at 660-676-3788. Lunch will be served at 11 o'clock.
When it's time for school pictures, the company chosen to do the school photography matters. Keithley Photography is able to serve all North Central Missouri school systems. Keithley has a very low number of picture retakes. This means more parents and students are happy the first time around. For the school, it means eliminating needless disruptions of learning time. There are many reasons to ask your school for Keithley. Low numbers of retakes is just one more. Keithley Photography. Capturing life's greatest moments the first time. Choose Keithley Photography.
Here is high school football on Superstation Crest, Gary S. Moberly, J.B. Conley, Cam Thomas with you. Got 10:01 remaining in the first quarter. Brookfield leading 6-0, ready to kick it off. South Shelby about to get its first look on offense. Looks like Woodenburg back deep to receive a short kick to the far side, and he may have downed it inbounds. It was close to the sideline, and it's still a very wet field over there. South Shelby will still have great field position, even though I don't think the ball did eventually get out of bounds. But South Shelby will set up first and 10 at their own 32, 33-yard line. It was Wilkerson with recovery. Offensively for the Cardinals will be Luke Woodsky, Marcus Wiseman, Justin Alley, Kaysen Welton, Gage Rainey up front, Philip Dodd, the tight end, the wideouts, Dylan Durbin and John Wilkerson. Running backs, Daniel Burke and Guy Timbrook and Brock Wood at quarterback. Bulldogs will have Brandon Delaney, Evan Faye, Brooks Baker, and Castor Dodd up front. Blake Taylor, Tim Iser, Cole Doherty. The linebackers, Blake Cavanaugh, Brandon Collins, Tanner Wallace, and Gabe Rodriguez in the secondary. First and 10, and it'll be a handoff to the right side. On the carry, this is Burke, and he's going to get close to a first down yardage on that carry.
Handoff to Brock Wood. He's across the
Brock Wood was lined up at tailback on that play and took the handoff. And he's going to end up getting a gain of, well, we'll just look at the spot. There was a flag on the play. That's the problem. Holding is the call against South Shelby, so wipe off that carry by Wood.
Tackle made by Brandon Collins.
Okay, we talked about Brock. We heard about Brock Wood in the pregame from Rob Wild. Is a guy that's very explosive, can hit the end zone at almost any point, and they've really relied on him at the quarterback position and running the football on the ground all season long.
So it'll be first in about 15 yards to go from the 24-yard line. Handoff coming to the near side and room to run. This is Wood down the near sideline to the 20, to the 10, cuts back inside, no flags. Touchdown, Brock Wood on the handoff, 76 yards for the score.
And there he goes. The explosiveness that we talked about, he gets right to the outside edge, hits the lane well, and he only had a couple of defenders to beat and took it all the way to the end zone. That's the athleticism. That's the burst of speed that you see from Brock Wood, and he continues to carry this South Shelby team, hoping to get a win tonight on senior night.
And the Cardinals will go for two as well. It is Daniel Burke running the offensive quarterback this time. Takes the snap and the handoff to the near side. And the conversion is good for South Shelby.
Handoff to Brock
as Wood carries it in. And with 9:31 remaining in the first quarter at South Shelby 8, Brookfield 6, back in 30 seconds here on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Kickoff taken at the 30-yard line by Trace Alexander. Gets out across the 40. He's tied up about the 43-yard line. That's where the Bulldogs will set up first and 10 with 9:23 remaining in the first quarter, 8-6 in favor of South Shelby. Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Heinz Body Shop, Harley Croft, your local shelter insurance agent, Heinz Performance Park, Salt River Community Care, Shelby County R4 School District of Shelbina Clarence, and Shelbina Villa Life Care. All of Shelbina, just some of the great sponsors, helping us bring you tonight's game here on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. Bulldogs trailing 8-6 with a football for the second time. Two receivers split wide to the near side. Levart out of the pistol. And it'll be a handoff this time and out across the 45-yard line to about the 47 on the carry for the Bulldogs. That is Isard again. That's going to be a gain of about 3 yards. I'll bring up second and 7.
Jason Wilt made the stop for South.
Ball 46, 9 minutes and counting left in the first quarter. Levart again out of the pistol, takes the snap, dropping back, looking to throw on second down. Lofts one over the middle. He's got a receiver wide open to the 30-yard line. Breaking tackle, still on his feet. This is Caster Dodd into the end zone. Touchdown, Bulldogs. A 54-yard strike to Dodd. And just like that, the Bulldogs reclaimed the lead, 12-8 with 8:42 remaining in the first.
Well, that's great vision right there from Liebhardt. He saw that the safety over the top pinched in. He had a receiver wide open right down the middle of the field, hit him in stride, and the rest was history. Took that one in the end zone. And if the first two and a half, 3 minutes of this game have been an indication of anything, it's that we may not see too great a defensive play tonight. Both teams all season long have given up a lot of points. And like we talked about, JV, they are evenly matched. So they may be going pound for pound all night long.
Dodd's first touchdown catch of the season. That is the sixth pass for Liebhardt. And they'll go for two. Liebhardt takes the snap and the handoff to Isard. And he is short of the goal line. 8:42 remaining in the first quarter. Bulldogs lead 12-8 back in 60 seconds here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Jim Isard tried the extra point.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Boats, lawn tractors, motorcycles. Moberly Motors wants it all during our annual trade-a-thon. Our brand new facility has a lot more room on the lot than before, and we're filling it up by taking anything in trade, even if you don't buy a vehicle from us. But we think you will, because we have tons of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams. 0% financing for up to 72 months is available on select models with approved credit. Plus, we have new 2018 Ford F-150s priced up to $15,000 off MSRP. On top of it all, we're guaranteeing a minimum $1,000 for your pre-owned vehicle in trade, regardless of condition. Push it, pull it, even drag it in. It's still worth at least $1,000. During Trade-A-Thon, we're taking anything in trade, from helicopters to custom choppers. So come visit our all-new facility and see why after 75 years, people are still making the money-saving drive to Moberly Motors. North Morley Street in Moberly and MoberlyMotors.com. Driven by tradition.
Shelby will have it 10. I formation in the backfield. And it'll be a handoff up the middle. And not much there for Brock Wood. Handoff from Burke.
Handoff to Marcus Wiseman. He stopped right at the line.
Actually, it was Wiseman on the carry that time. And it's going to bring up second and 12.
You know, one thing we haven't talked about yet, JB, is the new scene that we see at quarterback in Daniel Burke tonight, opposed to Brock Wood. And it's not too bad of a tactic. If you got your best runner at quarterback, why not throw him in the backfield and see what he can do back there?
Second and 12. Burke will pitch to Wood this time, trying to bounce out to the right side, and he's going to be met and stopped for no gain. It's going to bring up third down.
Brock Wood trying the right side.
So the Bulldogs trying to make a stop on defense. 7:46 remaining the first quarter. It's already
12-8.
And South Shelby facing a third and 12 coming up.
Yeah, both defenses haven't played all that great. They've given up a couple of big plays here early, which have allowed the three scores that we've seen in the first couple of minutes of action. And that could be the way that the course of this game goes.
Third and 12 from the South Shelby 37-yard line. And I think Rob Will wants to take a timeout. That is the case. We're going to take a 30-second break and be back. It is Brookfield 12, South Shelby 8. You're listening to High School Football on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
It's senior night tonight at South Shelby. Hi, this is Steve Garrish, and on behalf of the South Shelby Booster Club, I would like to let our seniors know how much we appreciate the hard work they put into representing our school through their high school years. I'd also like to recognize the entire team, coaching staff, cheerleaders, and band members, and all those who work behind the scenes to make each game possible. This includes those working the gates, the custodial staff, parent volunteers, and the Booster Club members. We are a team both on and off the field, providing opportunities for our South Shelby youth to excel.
Tonight's broadcast brought to you in part by Bailey Brothers Collision Center, Extreme Recreation Hall of Brookfield, First Missouri Bank with locations in Brookfield, Kearney, Ridgeway, Eagleville, and North Kansas City. J.B. Conley, Cam Thomas with you, 7:16 remaining in the first quarter. South Shelby facing third and 12 from their 37-yard line. High formation in the backfield behind Burke. Comes up under center. Takes the snap, drops back. Rolls out to the near side on a play action, looking to throw. Now he's going to tuck it and run up the near sideline. He's going to be short of a first down, driven out of bounds near the 45-yard line. He's going to bring up fourth and about 4 yards to go after a gain of 8.
That's a great decision right there from Burke. Rolled out as much as he could, extended all the way out to the sideline, saw his guys downfield were completely covered, just tucked and ran, tried to get as much yard as he possibly could, and he just made the best decision right there. You don't want to throw the ball in the back coverage at the 50-yard line and give the other team better position.
And now Wood will be in the quarterback position, presumably to punt here on 4th and 4. Takes the snap, gets it down, rolls out to the far side, gets the kick away, and it's a short kick to the far side, rolls inside the 40 to about the 37-yard line. That's where Brookfield will set up 1st and 10 with 6:33 remaining in the first quarter. So the first defensive stop by either team, this may end up being a big series for this contest.
Absolutely, it really could be. And you could have thought right there that South Shelby was going to try to do a little something, do a little trickery right there with the punter going with a rugby-style kick, just trying to kind of read the defense a little bit before he cornered it off, waited till the last possible second. But you're right, JB. This could serve as a big series right here for Brookfield if they're able to put it in the end zone, extend this lead a little bit more.
Levar takes the snap, the handoff in the backfield. Bouncing the outside is Iser. Doesn't find much there, however. Pick up maybe two. He'll be stopped at the 39-yard line. It'll be second and eight.
We talked about how important the run games are for both of these teams. Brookfield has been pretty consistent here early with their run, and, you know, they did score that last touchdown over a pass over the middle, but it's a run that's been able to set up the pass. Now, South Shelby hasn't been able to put one in the air yet, but I think Brookfield is really utilizing a lot of their tactics to their advantage right now.
Second and eight, as Levart out of the pistol takes the snap. And he'll keep it himself after faking the handoff to Isert, and he's going to get across the 40 to about the 41, maybe the 42-yard line. We'll give him a gain of three on Levart's second carry of the night.
And that's one of the things that has aided their offense right there, has been that deception on the read option. Levart is doing a really good job of keeping that ball in the pocket of the running back and waiting until he gets that defense to bite a little bit to make his decision.
Third and five from the 42-yard line. Levart out of the pistol again. Two receivers split wide to the near side. Isert will readjust to the near side. Couple steps off his hip. Dropping back, looking to throw. Levart lost one over the middle. Actually, the far sideline. And the catch is made. Was he inbounds? He was at the 30-yard line. Brought down the 28. As a completion, I believe, to Dodd.
Kavanaugh.
No, it's Kavanaugh, excuse me, with the catch.
The
nice pickup. It's going to go for 30 yards and a first down.
It's a great catch on the left side sideline by Kavanaugh. One thing I do like about Brookfield as well, here early, they're doing a great job of getting a lot of different players involved here early. You see Kavanaugh with that catch there. Dodd had the touchdown catch. Collins has been involved on some end arounds as well. So they're using a really balanced attack right now as Brookfield.
It'll be a handoff to Isert, off tackle left side, has a little bit of room to run, picks up nice gain.
Handoff to Isert.
Gain of about 6-7 yards, bring up second down. So mark the ball inside the 25-yard line, about the 23.
Wyatt Jackson on the stop for the Cardinals.
Yeah, it's going to bring up second down and four.
Second down, six.
Levar takes the snap. Another handoff to Isert. Bounces outside left side. Tries to turn the corner. Dives for the stick. And he may be less than a yard shy of a first down there. Looks like it'll be third and about a foot.
Isert again on the carry.
Isert with six carries now for 16 yards. 4-16 and counting here in the first quarter. Bulldogs leading the Cardinals 12-8.
Be great for South Shelby to get a stance right here. Third and short. Inside their own 50-yard line, it'd be a really good stop for South Shelby. Could turn the tide of this ball game.
Hand off to Isert as Levard slipped and fell, and Isert stripped backward. I don't think he got to the line of scrimmage. And he ends up losing a yard on the carry. Bring up fourth down.
Jason Wilk
credited with the tackle.
And that's just the South Shelby defensive line sniffing out that play early, getting in the backfield, and being able to contain this Brookfield offense.
Yard on the play.
They're called fourth and two, about the 20-yard line. Brookfield's going to go for it. Levart out of the pistol, takes the snap, and fake the handoff, and he's going to be met in the backfield and drop for a loss. South Shelby will take over on downs, getting the sack. That's a high snap. Levart had trouble holding on to it, and about four red jerseys get there to take him down.
And that's exactly where it went south. The South Shelby defense was all over him. Even if he would have got the snap off clean, I still think the defense would have been in the backfield early. That's just a great stop right there from South Shelby. Now let's see if they can start to turn the tide a little bit on offense, start to get some consistency with this run game, and be able to get some of the pressure off of themselves right here, try to get back on the board.
First and 10 from the 25-yard line for the Cardinals. 3:25 remaining here in the first quarter. Burke will hand off right side. Gain out to about the 29-yard line. Gain of four off tackle on the right side. And it looks like it's Wood again. Bring up second down.
Hand off to Brock Wood that time.
Brock Wood now with four carries for 85 yards and a touchdown here in the first quarter.
That's a pretty good stat line for a complete game. Brock Wood has already put up some pretty good totals here in the first quarter. Really relying on Brock Wood and his legs here early is just South Shelby offense.
Second and six from the 29-yard line. 2:45 and counting remaining in the first. Burke under center. And the handoff right side Wood was met at the line of scrimmage and maybe driven back a foot. It's going to bring up third down.
Yeah, South Shelby isn't having a lot of success running the ball to the right side of the field. If you remember back when they scored that first touchdown of the game, Wood was able to get outside the left side of the field, and that's where they have their success. Not a lot. A lot of those stalemates are being made on the right side of the line for Brookfield. So they're doing a good job as that left side defensive line for Brookfield. Wonder if South Shelby may change it up a little bit, try to go to the near side a little bit more.
Third and six from the 29-yard line. And Burke looking to throw on third down, throws a wounded duck to the far sideline, came up short. Was not a tight spiral, to say the least, and there's a flag on the play. That flag was just beyond the line of scrimmage on the far sideline. Wonder if there was a little bit too much contact as he got off the line.
Pass intended for Sean Wilson.
No, it's going to go against South Shelby, and we'll procedure the call. And Brookfield is going to decline it. They'll bring up fourth down, and South Shelby most likely forced to punt here, deep in their own territory with 1:57 remaining in the first quarter.
Yeah, it just looks like this South Shelby offense is having a tough time finding a rhythm here early. Brookfield has found that on the offensive end. They got a little stopped up on their last drive, but South Shelby has got a couple of big runs so far today, but haven't found that groove yet and haven't figured out what's working for them.
Better punt this time by Wood. Will bounce at the 45 of Brookfield. Take a Cardinals roll to about 42, and that's where Brookfield will set up first and 10. This game brought to you in part by the South Shelby Athletic Boosters of Shelbine and Clarence, Joyce's Embroidery of Clarence, Exchange Bank of Shelbyville, Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, and Memphis, O'Loughlin Incorporated, locations in Shelbine and Macon and Marceline, and Keith Lee Photography Studio of Macon, your school and sports photographer of North Central Missouri. J.B. Conley, Cam Thomas with you. 1:48 remaining in the first quarter. Brookfield leading 12-8. And the Bulldogs will start first and 10 at their own 42-yard line. They'll go with two backs in the backfield. Two receivers split wide to the near side. Levard out of the pistol. He's going to bring a man in motion. This is Kavanaugh. And he'll hand it off to Kavanaugh. Trying to turn up the far sideline, finally does get to the boundary and picks up a few yards before being ridden down about the 45.
Kavanaugh kept his legs moving, even when he was met in the backfield at the point of contact, and that's what you've got to do to gain extra yardage. Kavanaugh, not a big guy, stands at 5'9", 145 pounds, and he used all of it to try to get past the first defender. Got a pretty good game, seeing as where he was met in the backfield.
Second and seven from the 45-yard line.
Second down, seven.
Lebar out of the pistol again. Now stops his cadence to look over the sideline. Maybe a change in the play coming. They may be looking downfield here. Minute remaining in the first quarter. Bulldogs leading 12-8. Lebar takes the snap. Play action, looking to throw. Lofts one over the middle, and the catch made at the 45, ridden down at the 40-yard line. Kavanaugh with it. It's enough for a first down.
Blake Kavanaugh across midfield to the Cardinal.
Gain of about 15 yards on the catch.
Brookfield's not trying to make it too difficult on themselves right now. And Liebhardt, when he's dropping back, he's doing a really good job of looking for the short intermediate pass, something where he knows he can complete and let his wide receiver get some yards after the catch. That's what's been the MO so far for Brookfield. And I like the pace of this offense. They're getting back to the line. They're getting the ball snapped, and they're running their plays.
First and 10 from the South Shelby 41-yard line. It'll be a keeper this time by Liebhardt, and he's met left side for a loss of about a yard.
And you can definitely say so far, JB, that Brookfield is setting the pace of this game. You look at South Shelby on the offensive end on their side, they just look a little sluggish, a little slow. Brookfield looked like they came out to play, and you can even see it in warm-ups, something that I saw here early.
Something South Shelby's been fighting all year is with the low numbers is third quarter and fourth quarter fatigue, and hate to see them have that in its first quarter because it'd be a long night for them. And that's going to be the final play of the first quarter. Bulldogs lead by a score of 12-8. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to high school football on Superstation Press and CentralMoInfo.com.
The score, Brookfield 12, South Shelby 8.
With the kids back in school, Bailey Brothers Collision Repair would like to remind you to watch for the children on or near the road in the morning and after school hours. Reduce any distractions inside your car so you can concentrate on the road and your surroundings. This back-to-school safety tip is brought to you by Bailey Brothers Collision Repair in Brookfield. When accidents happen, give us a call at 660-258-5005. Bailey Brothers Collision Repair, the ones you can trust.
School photography is far more than some traveling photographer bringing a camera into the school once or twice a year, sitting the student down, and snapping the camera. Keithley Photography is North Central Missouri's own professional school photographer who excels in more than taking school yearbook portraits. Keithley is in the middle of the games all school year, capturing the essence of school athletes in action. Only Keithley offers this service. Ask your school for Keithley. Keithley Photography, capturing life's greatest moments in action. Choose Keithley Photography.
Quarter, Bulldogs now going right to left across your radio dial and across your computer at centralmoinfo.com. Brookfield leading 12-8. Second 11 from the South Shelby 42-yard line. Looking to throw over the middle, and it's going to be picked off at the 30-yard line. Flags come in. This is going to be pass interference most likely. The intended receiver fell down, but there may have been some pushing before the pick. David Fenton coming up with the interception, but I think it's going to end up being Brookfield ball again back at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, you can see the receiver running a post. You can see the receiver running a post route right to the middle of the field. One DB just jumped the gun, and you could see the receiver fall down. So obviously either got tangled up there or had a little bit of contact.
The officials got together to discuss it, and it is pass interference against South Shelby. It'll be a first down, third penalty against the Cardinals.
Yeah, and that's another thing you can see with the throw from Liebhardt right there. Threw that ball over the middle of the field, and honestly, it wasn't into good coverage. So kind of got off with a lucky card right there, getting that pass interference call as well. Not the best of throws from Liebhardt.
The rain has stopped. It stopped before kickoff, but it really looks like a wet football out there tonight because both quarterbacks having trouble throwing the ball.
Yeah, you're not seeing the tight spirals that you're used to seeing.
Handoff comes to the near side. There's absolutely nothing there on that carry for Brandon Collins.
And even on the interception that would have been on the return from David Fenton, he slipped when he got to about the 35-yard line and lost his footing. And you could just see kind of a glaze over this field. And you can tell even when some of the balls are dropping after incomplete passes, you see a little bit of water splash up as well. So it's definitely saturated out there.
Yeah, the grass is kept nice and long here, so it's hard to see that water. But when you see someone step in or you see somebody fall in it, you see water splash up out of the air, into the air.
Absolutely.
It's going to be second and 15 from the 32 after that loss. And now we get a timeout taken by the Bulldogs. We'll take a 30-second break, 11-10 remaining in the first half. Brookfield leading 12-8. You're listening to High School Football on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
If you would never lend a buddy your wobble sockets because, well, he really should have his own, then CarQuest is for you. If even your work gloves have calluses, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. CarQuest is for those who really know and care about their car. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
When you want the best parts for your car, see Heinz Performance Parts, your local CarQuest Auto Parts store newly located in downtown Shelbina. Heinz Performance Parts is a proud supporter of all local athletes.
And welcome back to the campus of South Shelby High School. Charles Rash Field, J.B. Conley, Cam Thomas with you. 11-10 remaining here in the first half. Brookfield leading by a score of 12-8. Bulldogs looking at second and 15 from the South Shelby 32-yard line. Liebhardt out of the pistol. Two receivers to the near side as the ball's on the near hash. The offense looks over for the play again. Heiser lines up to the right now, and is dropping back is Liebhardt. Little screen pass, and the catch is made. This is Isert breaking one tackle, stays on his feet, brought down about the 20-yard line, just shy of the 20. He's going to go for a gain of 11. It'll bring up third and short.
Great play call on the defense to bring the pressure right there on Liebhardt, but better execution from Brookfield. Really, South Shelby with the blitz right there, playing right into Brookfield's hands. They already had that screen play set up. So, you know, just good coaching on both sides. And right there, you know, one team or one side just executes better than the other. Happens all the time.
Levard has had success over the middle. He's now 4-5 passing for 108 yards. An interception call back on a penalty. On third down, throws out screen pass to the near side. Eisert dives forward and is going to be close to the sticks.
Pass complete to Eisert.
Just a little screen to the near side of the field, and we'll see where that spot is. About the 19-yard line. He may be a yard short. Fourth and one coming up. I think this is four down territory the whole way for him. I don't think there's any decision here to be made. They're going to go for it.
Absolutely. And Brookfield's done a better job on this drive in changing up their looks. They've been going with these two receiver sets, and that's been what's working against the South Shelby defense. They haven't been able to mark the four too wide on both sides, having four receivers.
Fourth and two from the 19-yard line. 9:57 remaining in the first half. Levard out of the pistol. Takes the snap. Hand off to Isaac. Falls a block up the middle. He's got the first down. Not much more, though. They'll get to about the 17-yard line.
Hand off to Isaac.
Gain of two. Now they're going to bring the chains on for a measurement, it looks like. They haven't moved him forward yet. They say he's short. They didn't even measure.
Stopped short.
That's too close not to come out.
I think you've got to bring the chains on. You got to ask for a measurement here if you're Coach Scott Stevens, unless he's got a better look at it than I do.
I mean, the chains did not move at all. The ball marker just went exactly where it was, and they changed the sides.
First and 10 from the 18-yard line for South Shelby coming up from key stop. They're only down 4 points. And option look to the near side. And it's going to get out across the 20-yard line to about the 25. It's Burke taking the pitch from Wood.
Out of bounds on the near side.
And you wonder how this may affect this Cardinal offense now, having their leading rusher back in at quarterback in Brock Wood. If they, you know, wanted to come out with a different look a little bit and having a different quarterback to start things off with Daniel Burke starting at quarterback, maybe to catch Brookfield on their heels a little bit. Now they're going back to what they know and what they think can be successful. And that's their captain calling the plays.
Second and four from the 22. And it'll be a keeper by Wood. He's got room to run. Breaks one tackle. Breaks two. Breaks three. Tries to break a fourth. Still on his feet. Finally wrapped up and brought down at the 44-yard line. A gain of 22.
Great vision right there by Wood. Once he got to about the 36-yard line, he kind of had a fork in the road. He could have either sliced left and gone behind a blocker or sliced right and go to open field. He chose to slice right and go to that open field, broke a couple of tackles, and got a couple of extra yards because of his good decision-making, great vision right there, and way to hit the hole hard and fast.
First and 10 from the 44-yard line of South Shelby, 9:14 remaining in the first half. Cardinals trailing 12-8. Boy, down on the shotgun, takes the snap, fakes the handoff to no one in particular, and he's going to dive forward for maybe 2 yards, at least one. He looks, went through the motion like he's faking a handoff, but the running back was 2 yards in front of him as he did that.
Yeah, it doesn't do much help when you can't at least put that ball anywhere, somewhere close to that gut of the running back so you can fool the defense. That's what Brookfield has been doing on the offensive end. That's, you know, been helpful to their offense so far today right there. Just not really much going for South Shelby to try to fake that there, and you got the running back so far away.
Second and 9 from the 45-yard line. Wood takes the snap. Draw play up the middle. He's got room to run across the 50, across the 45-yard line. He's got enough for another first down, a gain of about 12 yards on that pickup.
You know, I think one thing about transitioning for Wood, starting at running back and then now going back to the quarterback, he's got to be a little bit more deceptive when he snaps the football. He's taking the football and just going ahead and tucking and running. Got to do a better job of deceiving Brookfield, even though he got the first down on that play.
We've got a Bulldog a little slow to get up. This injury timeout brought to you by Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on Crescent Central MoInfo.com.
And we'll have our injured Bulldog.
J.B. Conley, Cam Thomas with you. It's 8:23 remaining here in the first half. South Shelby trailing Brookfield by a score of 12-8. trying to catch the number here. I didn't see it with a little bit of mud on the jersey. Looked like 42, but I don't have 42 on my roster.
I saw 4. I think it's 64, Hunter Sanders.
He's helped off the field.
First and 10.
South Shelby Brooklyn has it first and 10 at the 44-yard line.
Brookfield 43.
8:14 remaining in the half. Hand off to Burke this time, and he'll get to the 40-yard line for a gain of 2.
Hand off to Guy Timbrook.
Excuse me, it's Guy Timbrook on the carry this time at the backfield. Gain of 2. Second and 8.
Well, the conditions are kind of faltering us up here in the booth a little bit, especially with, you know, the mud getting on the white jerseys that Brookfield's wearing tonight. And that's how you can tell it's a wet and difficult night for guys to get grip on footballs, which a lot of times is one of the reasons why guys wear a lot of gloves, especially when it's cold out.
Second and 7 at the 40. Wood takes the snap. Play action to his left, looking to throw. Now rolls out to his right. He's got some room to run. He's to the 40-yard line. He's to the 30. Wrapped up and brought down at the 28-yard line. Gain of 12 and a first down for Brock Wood. He now has 9 carries for 132 yards.
Well, if Kaysen Wilt wouldn't have had a big block in the backfield, Brock Wood wouldn't have had the opportunity to get free and do a little bit of misdirection and go back to the right side. Great job by the line, sticking around, hanging around for their quarterback, making sure he's protected and trying to keep that play alive. Great job by that South Shelby front line.
First and 10 from the 29-yard line. 7:10 remaining here in the second quarter. South Shelby trailing Brookfield by a score of 12-8. And we get a whistle. Timeout taken by South Shelby. We'll take a 30-second break and be back. It's Brookfield 12, South Shelby 8. You're listening to high school football on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Keithley Photography is able to serve all North Central Missouri school systems. Keithley has a very low number of picture retakes. This means more parents and students are happy the first time around. For the school, it means eliminating needless disruptions of learning time. There are many reasons to ask your school for Keithley. Low numbers of retakes is just one more. Keithley Photography, capturing life's greatest moments the first time. Choose Keithley Photography.
With the care of one on third down, or Rossi, excuse me, brings up third down and 11. Ball's at the 30-yard line. 6:34 remaining in the first half. Brookfield leading South Shelby 12-8. South Shelby third and 11 at the Brookfield 30-yard line. Wood rolls out to his right, looking to throw. Pumps once. Now he's going to tuck it and run. Down the near sideline, wrapped up and driven out of bounds. Shy of the 20-yard line. It's going to bring up fourth down.
Well, South Shelby started to do what I expected them to do, and that was to try to get the passing game going a little bit. What would be great for South Shelby is that they can get one of those short intermediate passes, 5 to 10 yards, start to get the offense moving a little bit besides just a run game. They're doing a pretty efficient job in the run game, trying to get, you know, some different guys involved, but that's not going to be enough, I feel like, to beat this Brookfield team who is doing the same thing on the other end on their offensive end, really stretching the field in separate and multiple ways.
And on the snap, it'll be a handoff to Burke, left side, dives forward to about the 20-yard line.
Handoff to Daniel Burke.
And that's going to... Well, there's a discrepancy between the scoreboard and the down mark on the far side. They're now saying it's fourth down. I thought that was fourth.
About a yard short of the first down.
It's going to be fourth and one coming up after a 3-yard gain by Burke. So South Shelby will go for it. Fourth and one from the 20-yard line.
We talked about it being four-down territory earlier for Brookfield. I think it's almost four-down territory for both teams all night. Two teams that are looking for their second win in the season. You're going to go for it as much as you can.
And looked like a missed exchange on the snap, and South Shelby unable to pick up the first down. Brookfield's going to take over on downs.
Well, both teams haven't really had much success on fourth down so far today. And right there, South Shelby just trying to run it up the gut, use their power to try to just break through to that first down marker, and just couldn't get it done. Brookfield creating too much pressure on that defensive line.
So what we thought was going to be a high-scoring game in the first 4 minutes has really slowed down a bit as both defenses have come up with some big stops as the other teams get into the red zone.
Absolutely, and we've seen the conditions play a little bit of a factor as well, not being able to throw the ball as much. You talked about it with some of the quarterbacks as well.
Throwing on first and 10 from the 20. This will be picked off at the 30-yard line. Running down the near sideline, lowering his shoulder, and wrapped up, knocked out of bounds for South Shelby. That's Wiltz with the return. Kaysen Wilt with the interception, and South Shelby is going to have great field position.
Well, Kaysen Wilt has been helping out the South Shelby offense at the right guard position and really came up big right there as well on the defensive end. The guy that's a captain on this team, a leader on this team, and that's exactly what South Shelby needed. Get the ball back inside their own 30-yard line. They've got a little bit of time before the first half is over. It'd be a great job, great time for them to punch it in the end zone.
His first interception of the year, first and 10 from the 15-yard line. And it'll be a handoff to Burke looking to pick up some yardage. And he ought to get back to the line of scrimmage. He'll bring up second down.
And Kaysen Wilt didn't look too surprised by that ball coming in his area either. A big guy, 5'11", 225. Not the typical guy that probably have an interception, but he handled it pretty well. Got a good return on it, put his team in good field position.
They give him a gain of one on that carry. It'll be second and nine for the 14. Wood out of the pistol. 4:05 remaining here in the first half. He takes the snap, rolls out to his left, now reverses field, comes to his right, looking for a block, looking downfield. He's going to tuck it and run. He's met and driven down about the 13-yard line, maybe picked up a yard on the near sideline.
As much as we talked about Brock Wood and Daniel Burke and their ability to kind of change direction in the backfield, this line of South Shelby has got to do a better job. Luke Butsky and Gage Rainey on those edges are just allowing the defensive ends from Brookfield to get around the edges, get in the backfield early, which isn't giving their quarterbacks or running backs a lot of time to make any type of decisions in the backfield.
3:25 and counting. Third and nine coming up, and I think Brookfield jumped off. Flags come flying. And that is the call, so it's going to be third and four now. First penalty against the Bulldogs.
Well, and that's one thing that neither team can afford to do tonight, and that's make a lot of mistakes and shoot themselves in the foot. They've got to play as clean a football as they possibly can with the conditions, and with both teams being able to kind of go pound for pound as we've seen so far tonight.
Third and four. Ball at the 9-yard line. 3:13 and counting left in the first half. There's going to be a carry up the middle, and it's going to go for maybe a yard or two before it stops. It's going to bring a fourth down. Just not a whole lot there, as Brookfield was expecting a run up the middle.
Yeah, and South Shelby hasn't really changed up their offensive looks too much. I mean, it's been a one running back, two running back set with a couple receivers split out to both sides. They haven't tried too much misdirection since the first quarter as far as those happening pre-play, so it's been kind of tough.
South Shelby's going to use its final timeout of the first half. 2:38 remaining in the first half. It's the Bulldogs leading 12-8 back in 30 seconds here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
We asked Gina Fox what she likes most at Salt River Community Care in Shelbina.
That's not too hard a question, but I like most everything. I enjoy the activities they have. I enjoy the exercise class that we go to. Can't leave bingo out. We always have fun at bingo, and then on Tuesday we have popcorn, so that's an added attraction. I'm just happy here.
Residents live life to the fullest at Salt River Community Care in Shelbina. View saltrivercommunitycare.com.
And welcome back, J.B. Conley with you. 2:38 remaining in the fourth quarter. It's 12-8 in favor of the Bulldogs. Now Shelby has fourth and four coming up from the 9-yard line.
Well, this is an important play right here for South Shelby. They've had the ball on their own side of the 20 a couple times. And
Wood takes the snap. He's going to roll to his left looking for a block. He's met and dropped for a loss of about a yard. And Brookfield's going to take over on downs.
Yeah, just not much there for Brock Wood. Again, that left side of the line and those edges not really creating a lot of room for him to run. They've got to do a better job up front if they want to compete with this Brookfield defense, who is obviously overpowering them on at the line of scrimmage and at that point of attack.
2:33 remaining here in the first half. Brookfield takes over first and 10 at its own 8-yard line. Levar takes the snap, handoff coming to the near side, and South Shelby sniffed that one out. It's going to go for a loss of one on the carry by Isaac. It'll bring up second down, about 12 yards to go.
Brookfield still with two timeouts. Really got to run the two-minute drill right here, see what you can get out of your offense. But you also have to understand that you've got the lead right here, so you don't want to do too much, especially with yourself backed up so deep. You don't want to make a big mistake and give South Shelby the ball back.
On second and 13, handoff right side, Isard follows the block, stays on his feet, still grinding his feet out, and actually turned that into a decent gain, almost out to the 15-yard line on the far side. See where they mark it. Well, his knee went down a little bit earlier than that. They're going to mark about the 11. Still, it's going to be third and seven, so a gain of about 6 yards.
You don't see a big sense of urgency right now for Brookfield, and you wonder if, you know, they're okay with this four-point lead right now, just kind of
probably trying to avoid a turnover more than anything else, I would guess.
Yeah, absolutely. And
third and seven. They've got to get a first down, or South Shelby's going to get the football back, however. And off the middle, and the ball came loose in the far sideline. Was it inbound? South Shelby says they have it. And they do.
Yeah, Tom Isard, as soon as he hit the hole, can't tell if that one got punched out or if it just rolled out of his hands, but as soon as he tried to hit the hole, you saw the ball come out, go to that far side sideline, and exactly what you said that Brookfield was trying not to do was give that football up. And you think putting the ball on the ground in the hands of one of your best runners, that's the cardinal rule, and to not make that mistake. But now South Shelby, with limited time, still has an opportunity to put the ball in the end zone.
First and 10 from the 20-yard line. 1 minute remaining in the first half. Rolling out to the near side. Wood looks to throw, and that is batted incomplete, broken up. And in on coverage for Brookfield, I believe it was Brandon Collins. No, it was Dodd in there. It was Pastor Dodd breaking it up.
And Dodd almost had another big catch just on the defensive end. That ball just went right out of his hands. Could have been a pick, and would have been interesting for one team to give up a turnover, then you get another one, get that ball right back.
Second and 10 from the 20-yard line, 54 seconds remaining here in the first half. Coming up at the half, we'll have Brad Boyer at the Mobley Motors Sports Desk. Mobley Motors driven by tradition. There'll be a pitch on the carry for South Shelby. This is Wyatt Owens trying to get to the far sideline, and he, I don't think he got out of bounds. They said, wind the clock. It's going to be a short gain for Owens on his first carry of the night. And it's going to bring up third down at about 10. It's actually a forward pass. It was under him, but it was a forward pass for no gain. And a quick snap on third down, throw to the end zone, and did he catch the ball? They're going to call it a catch at the 10-yard line. South Shelby's going to have to hurry up. They've got a first down. That was Wilkerson with the catch. His first of the night, a first down with limited time left, 20 seconds remaining. Wood takes the snap. First in goal from the 10. Throwing for the end zone. Near corner, it is incomplete. Broken up in the back of the end zone with 11.6 seconds remaining, but it does stop the clock.
Yeah, play before here for Daniel Burke. Did a great job of getting outside to the edge, trying to wait that play out as long as possible. Even got pushed back about 10 yards, still made a great throw and a great catch on the other end of the 10-yard line.
Second and goal. Ball just inside the 10. With 11.6 seconds remaining. There's the snap. Looking to throw. All kinds of time by Burke. Throws for the end zone, and it is caught for a touchdown. At the back of the end zone. That is Wyatt Owens with the catch. With 5.5 seconds remaining in the first half, South Shelby reclaims the lead.
And this could be big for South Shelby. They haven't really found a groove offensively in what we talked about. Great job from South Shelby having the opportunity to get the turnover and capitalizing, making sure they get some points out of it as well. And, you know, they've kind of been going on a teeter-tot a little bit with this quarterback situation between Daniel Brooke and Brock Wood, but it's worked to keep them in this ball game so far, Jim.
They go for two. Pitch comes to the near side. It's put on the ground, bounces right back up into the hands, and they're going to stop the play. They're going to say it was a forward pass and incomplete. As Wood was trying to get it to the near side for Burke, the pass fails. And with 5.5 seconds remaining in the first half, South Shelby leads 14-12. We will keep it here. We're just seconds away from halftime. Gives us an opportunity to let you know that tonight's game brought to you in part by Reynolds Herford of Huntsville, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kurtzville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia Online, and Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.gov. 5.5 seconds remaining in the first half, and South Shelby has reclaimed the lead by a score of 14-12.
And you talk about time management as well. South Shelby knew they didn't have a lot of time, and you could see with the emotion on the sideline, Rob Wilt was really trying to get his team back to the line, ready to get them going before the ball got set, because he knew the clock was going to start running, and just great awareness by the offense to make sure they got it done.
Short kick will bounce at the 40. It'll be picked up 35-yard line. Still on his feet across the 40 as time will expire. Drop the 42-yard line on the return. Well, the up man for Brookfield. At the half, it is South Shelby 14, Brookfield 12. We will take a break. When we come back, we will have Brad Boyer at the Mobley Motors Sports Desk. Mobley Motors driven by tradition. South Shelby leading 14-12. You're listening to high school football on Superstation Crest, KRES Moberly, and CentralMoInfo.com.
Boats, lawn tractors, motorcycles. Moberly Motors wants it all during our annual trade-a-thon. Our brand-new facility has a lot more room on the lot than before, and we're filling it up by taking anything in trade, even if you don't buy a vehicle from us. But we think you will, because we have tons of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams. 0% financing for up to 72 months is available on select models with approved credit. Plus, we have new 2018 Ford F-150s priced up to $15,000 off MSRP. On top of it all, we're guaranteeing a minimum $1,000 for your pre-owned vehicle in trade, regardless of condition. Push it, pull it, even drag it in. It's still worth at least $1,000. During Trade-A-Thon, we're taking anything in trade, from helicopters to custom choppers. So come visit our all-new facility and see why after 75 years, people are still making the money-saving drive to Moberly Motors. North Morley Street in Moberly and MoberlyMotors.com. Driven by tradition.
Field who scored first.
Out of fifth, takes the snap. High snap brings it down. And the handoff coming around near side. Izard into the end zone for a touchdown for the Bulldogs. A two-yard run for Tim Izard puts Brookfield up 6-0.
J.B. Conley with the call on Superstation Crest. The two-point conversion try, no good. That was with 10:01 to go first quarter, and the Cardinals answer right back.
Handoff coming to the near side, room to run. This is Wood down the near sideline to the 20, to the 10, cuts back inside, no flags. Touchdown, Brock Wood on the handoff, 76 yards to score.
2-point run by Wood was good as well. 8-6, South Shelby on top. But then Brookfield comes right back less than a minute later.
Again, Allen Pistol takes the snap, dropping back, looking to throw on second down. Lofts one over the middle. He's got a receiver wide open to the 30-yard line. Breaking tackle, still on his feet. This is Caster Dodd into the end zone. Touchdown, Bulldogs.
2-point conversion try, no good. 12-8 Brookfield at that point. From what we understand here, as we were on the air, I believe South Shelby has scored a touchdown. And so the Cardinals go on top 14-12 as that game is at intermission. Two big plays for the Marceline Tigers to go on top of Westrand, 14-0 at halftime. And the first came in the passing game.
Phillips out of the gun. Play fake. Fires. Middle cut. First down. Harrison. 45. 50. Races. 40. 35. 30. 25. Motors in the end zone. Touchdown.
Eric Duick with the call. 78-yard touchdown. Chase Phillips to Desmond Harrison. Cullen Bruner hit the extra point. That was with 8:44 to go in the first half. With 2:07 to go in the first half, this big run.
Delayed hand up to the near side. Stylo, stiff arm up to the near side. 30, 35, 40, 50, 40, 35, 30. It zooms 20. You will not catch him. Touchdown for Clayton Stylo. 83 yards.
And the extra point good. 14-0. Marceline leads Westrand at the half. We're going to go ahead and send it back on Kirk for some more second half action of that Lewis and Clark Conference showdown on Crest. We will return right after this.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
If you ever gave your wife an impact wrench for her birthday, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If you taught your kids how to change engine oil before you taught them how to ride a bike, then CarQuest is for you. CarQuest is for those who really know and care about their car. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
If you want the best parts for your car, see Heinz Performance Parts, your local CarQuest Auto Parts store newly located in downtown Shelbina. Heinz Performance Parts is a proud supporter of all local athletes.
Whatever you need printed, whether it's on a shirt, jacket, or hat, the name to remember is Joyce's Embroidery in Clarence. From special design shirts to personal bling to letter jackets to promotional items for your school, business, or nonprofit organization, if you need it, Joyce's Embroidery in Clarence can print it. And there's no setup fee or hidden charges for special design shirts from 1 to 1,000. See more at joycesembroidery.com. Joyce's is even your UPS drop-off spot.
This is Joyce. Just remember, anything is possible at Joyce's Embroidery in downtown Clarence. Just ask.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Welcome back to the Mobile Motors Sports Desk. And let's update you on some scores from around the area. We're getting some new scores put into the system here. So let's go ahead and go from the top. In the NCMC, again, our game on quick. Moberly leads Kirksville 17-7. A game not yet at halftime. Also in the NCMC, Mexico leads Fulton 21-0 in the second quarter. And Hannibal leads Marshall 7-0 early second quarter. Pirates looking to wrap up an outright conference title. Besides the game you're listening to on the Crest from the Clarence Cannon Conference, Monroe City all over Clark County 22-0. That's one matchup between league leaders. The other one, Macon at Palmyra. And there's no score in that game in the second quarter. Lewis and Clark Conference, again, the game on Kirk. Marceline, two big plays on top of West Grand, 14-0. Fayette and Salisbury playing tonight. We don't have a score on that one. Schuyler County leads Paris by a score of 22-6. And Scotland County over Harrisburg, 26-6. In the Eastern Missouri Conference, North Callaway leading Mark Twain at last check, 14-12. Montgomery County all over Van Park Community, 24-0. And South Callaway leads Wright City, 27-14. And we heard the lights went out there as well in that game. In the Tri-County, it's Blair Oaks leading School of the Osage, 35-7. Southern Boone leads California, 42-0. Some other scores. Non-conference action. Centralia leads West Hancock, Illinois, 27-0. And Helias over Rock Ridge at last check by a score of 14-10. Kirksville has scored a touchdown in our game on Quicks as the Spartans turned it over. And so the Tigers have pulled within a field goal. That score is 17-14. Hannibal's tacked on another touchdown. They lead Marshall 14-0 in the second quarter. In the National League Divisional Series, the Dodgers have scored first at Milwaukee, 1-0 in the second quarter of that one. Some other games we are going to be following and bringing you updates on End Zone tonight. Hallsville is at Boonville in the Tri-County Conference, and the Grand River, Putnam County at Maysville, and Milan hosting South Harrison. In the Midland Empire, Chillicothe entertaining St. Joe Bishop LeBlanc. Some other non-conference action, Jeff City at Battle, Truman at Hickman, Tolton is hosting Warsaw, Knox County and Highland in their Highway 6 matchup, Slater is hosting Windsor, and in eight-man football, North Shelby is across the river to play Milford Cisna Park. Some softball action postponed today due to the wet weather. The championship game at Bowling Green has been moved to tomorrow at 11 o'clock, Bowling Green, Van Far. The Class 1 game at Community, Silex and Clopton, postponed until Monday at 5 o'clock. And the semifinal games at La Plata postponed to tomorrow, and they'll get it all done tomorrow with La Plata and Brashear matching up in the first semifinal, followed by Schuyler County and Atlanta. The first game will start at 1 o'clock. And then after the winners are determined, the championship game will follow at 5:30. And that is going to do it for our halftime show on Superstation Crest. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll get it back to JB and Cam for second half action in a moment.
Imagine you've fallen, you're injured, and you can't move. How long is too long to wait for help to come? Now, pretend it's your mother who has fallen. All of a sudden, the situation demands immediate assistance. This is Kim Thompson. At the Shelbina Villa Life Care in Shelbina, we treat every resident's response call as though they are your mother. Our average response time to a call is only 9 seconds. Shelbina Villa Life Care in Shelbina, it's an option to assisted living facility, and it's the next best thing to home. View ShelbinaVilla.com.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina are proud of their students and the dedication they demonstrate in everything they do. Cardinals, everyone in the South Shelby District wants you to know they are with you every step of the way. The hard work and determination you exhibit during practice and in the classroom will show in competition and in all that you do. So continue to work hard, students. And no, the Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina are proud of their Cardinals and wish them all the best.
At Heinz Body Shop in Shelbina, we do more than collision repair. We're specialists in the total repair of your vehicle. This is Steve Hines. In other words, trust us to repair problems to your vehicle due to the normal wear and tear of everyday driving. Count on Heinz Body Shop for your light mechanical repair, exhaust and brake work, air conditioning repair, tire balancing, computerized wheel alignment, as well as frame and suspension work. You'll always receive quality automotive service and repair at Heinz Body Shop in Shelbina. After all, you're driving home our reputation.
Time here on Superstation Crest. Jamie Conley, Cam Thomas with you. South Shelby leading by a score of 14-12. Take a look at our first half stats. Brookfield was 5 of 7 passing for 109 yards, a touchdown, and an interception the first half by Derek Leephart. On the ground, Bulldogs 19 carries for 67 yards in the score. And they were led by Brandon Collins with 3 carries for 54. Tim Isard had 11 carries for 26 and a touchdown. Through the air, Castor Don had a 54-yard reception for a touchdown. Blake Kavanaugh, 2 catches for 43. Tim Isard, 2 catches for 11. South Shelby combined passing 3 of 6 for 19 yards. Brock Wood was 2 of 4 for 10. Daniel Burke was 1 of 2 for 9 yards in the score. On the ground, Brock Wood, 12 carries for 140 yards unofficially. Daniel Burke had 5 for 20. Guy Timbrook had 2 for 1 yard. As a team, 20 carries for 159 yards. White Owens with a 9-yard touchdown catch. Sean Wilkerson, 1 catch for 10 yards in the first half. As at the half, it is 14-12 in favor of South Shelby. Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Heinz Body Shop, Harley Croft, your local shelter insurance agent, Heinz Performance Parts, Salt River Community Care, Shelby County R4 School District of Shelbina and Clarence, Shelbina Villa Life Care, all of Shelbina, Bailey Brothers Collision Center, Extreme Recreation, all of Brookfield, First Missouri Bank with locations in Brookfield, Kearney Ridgeway, Eagleville, and North Kansas City, South Shelby Athletic Boosters of Shelbina and Clarence, Joyce's Embroidery of Clarence, Exchange Bank of Shelbyville, Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, and Memphis, O'Loughlin Incorporated with locations in Shelbina, Macon, and Marceline, Keithley Photography Studio of Macon, your school and sports photographer of North Central Missouri, Reynolds Herford of Huntsville, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online, and Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.gov. We'll take a 60-second break and be back. You're listening to High School Football on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Reynolds Herfords of Huntsville will hold their 17th annual production sale on Sunday, October 21st, selling horned and pulled Hereford genetics, including 20 bulls, 6 spring pair splits, 6 fall calving pairs, 7 show steers, 7 fall yearling heifers, 14 spring show heifer prospects, plus 20 black and black whiteface commercial lots consigned by Ty Reynolds and John Ranch. That's Sunday, October 21st at noon at the farm 1 mile east of Huntsville. For information, go to ReynoldsHerfords.com or call Matt at 660-676-3788. Lunch will be served at 11 o'clock.
School photography is far more than some traveling photographer bringing a camera into the school once or twice a year, sitting the student down, and snapping the camera. Keithley Photography is North Central Missouri's own professional school photographer who excels in more than taking school yearbook portraits. Keithley is in the middle of the game all school year, capturing the essence of school athletes in action. Only Keithley offers this service. Ask your school for Keithley. Keithley Photography, capturing life's greatest moments in action. Choose Keithley Photography.
And welcome back to the campus of South Shelby High School. J.B. Conley, Cam Thomas with you. Alpha Media Cares. That's why stations Quicks, Kras, Kirk, and KTCM have teamed up with C&R Markets to find hunger in our region by assisting with the Northeast and Central Missouri Food Bank, collect non-perishable food and or cash donations. We had our first one tonight. And thanks to your generosity, we raised 117 items, which will be matched by CNR. We also took in $475. Each dollar has the purchasing power of $21, thanks to the folks at the Northeast and North Central Missouri Food Bank. And with that, they will be able to buy just under $10,000 worth of food for folks in Lynn and Shelby County. So thanks to you for your generosity tonight. We're going to do it again next week at the Macon High football game, Macon hosting Centralia. We'll have staff there to collect food and monetary donations for next week's game as well.
Yeah, that's just a great thing about the communities in Mid-Missouri, you know, that they all buy in, that they all care about the people that live in these communities, and, you know, great that we're able to assist in that. You know, really do appreciate the community coming out and helping us out tonight as well.
Great job tonight. Thanks, everyone, for coming out and helping with that. Halftime here, it is the Cardinals leading the Bulldogs by a score of 14-12. As the Cardinals got a late touchdown on a pass from Daniel Burke to Wyatt Owens just before halftime, a 9-yard pass to put the Cardinals out in front. In the first half, Brookfield turned the ball over twice. South Shelby did not turn it over, but very close a couple times. We saw some defensive stops, and really this is anyone's game going into the second half.
Yeah, it's really interesting, JB, because if you think about who put together the better half offensively and defensively, don't think about the turnovers first, it would be Brookfield. But as that half progressed and you saw South Shelby get a little bit more confidence, really that last interception is what turned the tide, and there's a reason why they're leading right now. But in general, I think South Shelby still has a lot to work on, and I hope that they went in the locker room thinking that way. I of course, you want them to have confidence going into the second half if you're the coaching staff and Rob Wilton company, but you also have to think about the fact that Brookfield has done a good job with throwing the football when they've had the opportunity. They've also done a good job on the ground. So I think that South Shelby has the opportunity to break away from this ball game, but can they play a cleaner game at the line of scrimmage? Can they figure out what the defensive schemes of Brookfield have been, and can they stop the Brookfield running attack? Because that's been what set up the opportunity for Brookfield to throw the football tonight.
Total offense was roughly even in the first half. Brookfield about two-thirds of it on the through the air and one-third on the ground. Meanwhile, South Shelby almost exclusively on the ground in the first half.
Yeah, and the one thing I do like about this Brookfield offense and defense, quite frankly, is that they're keeping up the pressure. They still have, to me, in my opinion, I think they still have a grasp of this ball game as far as the intensity, as far as the pace. That's one thing I would love to see South Shelby pick up on a little bit. I think if they couple that with, you know, getting a couple more turnovers and getting a little bit more consistent on offense, they control the pace of the rest of this game. It, like you said, it's anybody's ball game.
It'll be Bryson Collier to kick off for Brookfield. South Shelby will be going left to right across your dial and across your computer at centralmoinfo.com. As we get ready for the start of the second half, shout out to former regional radio employee Ryan Moraine, listening tonight from Atlanta, Georgia. Thanks for tuning in tonight, Ryan. Appreciate that. Hope everything's going well down there. Kickoff will be picked up at the 20-yard line, and just falling on the football there for South Shelby was David Fenton. That's where the Cardinals set up first and 10. And folks can tune in on centralmoinfo.com all across the country and all around the world.
We saw Brock Wood and Daniel Burke handle the quarterback duties in the first half. And honestly, JB, it may not be the way that a lot of offenses would operate, but it's worked to keep South Shelby in this ball game so far, just figuring out who the hot hand is. And right now, it's Daniel Burke.
Wood will start the second half at quarterback. No, excuse me, it is Burke. It's hard to tell with the mud all over the jersey at this point, but it's going to go for a short gain on the handoff to Wood for a gain of about 5 yards.
Well, it also doesn't help that you got one player wearing 32 and the other one wearing 22. And honestly, JB, they kind of run a little similar as well, too. Brock gets up the field a little bit better as far as north and south, but the running styles are pretty similar between the dual threat that South Shelby has in the backfield.
It's going to be second and about 5 yards to go from the 26-yard line. Another handoff to Wood. Breaks the open field, cuts outside across the 40 to the 42, and that'll be enough for a first down. Marcus Knee down 41, gain of 15.
Yeah, great job by Wood right there, finding the seam yet again, but makes the adjustment once he gets to the second level. Linebackers broke down on him, and he was able to find a seam to the right side.
Brookfield coach Scott Stevens calling Wood in the pregame show the most dynamic player in the Clarence County Conference, and easy to see why with the numbers he puts up. Burke this time, another handoff to Wood, met at the line of scrimmage and driven backward. Maybe he didn't even get there. Maybe a loss of one on that carry. Bring up second and about 11.
Boy, and you can tell this kid when he gets out on the field, he's ready to play the first drive of the ball game. He breaks free for a huge 76-yard touchdown run to really start this ball game off for South Shelby. So, you know, you can tell when he hits the gridiron, he's ready to go. He's focused. mentally and physically he prepares every week.
Second and 11. Burke up under center this time, takes the snap. Pitch goes left side, and nothing there on the carry. Loss of another couple of yards. Back to the 38-yard line.
And this is where that extra change in the offense could be good for South Shelby. If they were able to have a quarterback who could drop back and hit a short intermediate throw on that second down beforehand, could have set up a third and manageable. And it seems like that's what they're lacking right now on offense. They just have to run the ball so much that not every single time you're going to find a seam or have a breakaway run.
Third and 12 from the 39-yard line. And a handoff in the backfield, bouncing out to the near side, looking to turn the corner, getting a block, staying on his feet, coming to the near side, and pushed out of bounds is Wood at the 46-yard line. Not enough for a first down, picks up about 7 yards, but South Shelby likely forced into a punting situation here.
Yeah, and when South Shelby has had these long fields to work with, 50 yards or more, they've had struggles because their offense is so predictable. We've seen them score on either a breakaway run or the interception where they got into short field distance. So, and I think that's what Brookfield is picking up on. This offense is just really predictable right now.
Daniel Burke, shotgun formation, trying to draw Brookfield offside. A hard count, not able to do so. He's going to drop back into punt formation, 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Play clock winding down, low snap, picks it up off the ground, gets the kick away somehow. It'll bounce at the 30, be picked up at the 25-yard line. On the return for Brookfield, I believe this is Isard in the muddy uniform, coming to the near side, wrapped up and brought down at the 30-yard line. On the return, that was Liebhardt back there on the return.
Brought down at the 30.
That's where Brookfield set up first and 10 at the 30.
Bulldogs have it, first and 10.
Well, one thing that Brookfield is going to have to eliminate it are those turnovers. Liebhardt is thrown into some tight coverages here late in that first half. Early in the first half, we talked about it. He was 4 for 5 early, had over 100 yards passing early in the first half. Wonder to see if he can get back to that stride, what was working for him early.
First and 10 from the 34. And it'll be a handoff to Isard trying to turn the corner. He's going to throw downfield, and this one is going to be underthrown. Going to the trickery, and that was an underthrown ball. Now bring up second down.
David Fenton was in coverage on the far side for the South Shelby Cardinals, and he actually wanted offensive pass interference on that play, and I actually agree with him. The wide receiver running down the right side actually was trying to get back to the football, pushed him down a little bit on the shoulder pads and kind of got him away from where he could have possibly made an interception on the underthrow.
It would have been very tough for either one to make that cut and get back to the ball, though, I think, in these conditions.
Absolutely.
Second and 10 coming up, 9:26 remaining third quarter. And it's going to be a handoff this time on the carry for Brookfield. I believe this is Dawson Baker to the far sideline. A flag is thrown at the end of the play as he picks up about 9 yards. This one may be coming back in the area of holding right at the line of scrimmage. That is the call. It's only the second penalty against the Bulldogs.
One thing to note right now, JB, is the middle of the field is getting really torn up pretty good, especially with the mud where Brookfield is right now. Now, the other side of the field, not as bad, but you wonder if that may change some of the tactics with the offenses if they try to run the ball to the outside a little bit more, get the quarterback into open space, rolling out to his right or left, you know, a little bit of play action if you're going to throw the football, maybe not try to work the field toward the middle so much just because you know the conditions are worse there.
Second and 20 from the 34-yard line. Excuse me, from the 24-yard line. Liebhardt looks over for a new play from the sideline. Play clock down to 10. Takes the snap, drops back looking to throw on second and long. And that one was hit as he released the football. No whistle yet. Now they blow the whistle as South Shelby picks up the football. You've got to hate that as a defensive player. You think it's a live ball, and all of a sudden they do decide at that point it's an incomplete pass. But I think it's the right call, just a little late.
Yeah, especially when a big guy like a lineman or a middle linebacker who doesn't get that ball action too much picks up that ball and thinks they have some hope to get that one in the end zone. So it is deflating a little bit on the defensive end when something like that happens. But right now South Shelby doing a great job of holding this Brookfield offense. They've got third and very, very long.
Third and 20 from the 24. 8:55 remaining third quarter. South Shelby leading Brookfield by a score of 14-12. Lebar drops back looking to throw. Lost one towards the near sideline, and this one will be picked off by Wood. Comes up with the interception at the 48-yard line as he had the inside position. Came to the ground with the football, so no return, but South Shelby, another takeaway.
Yeah, and that's the second underthrow of that drive from Liebhardt, from Liebhardt as well. And so, you know, you underthrow the ball that many times to any defense, it's liable to fall in somebody's hands, and we talked about it early in this second half. That's one thing that Brookfield's going to have to eliminate if they want to keep South Shelby from having short field distance, and that's what's allowed South Shelby to put points on the board tonight.
Wood's second pick of the year, first and 10 from the 47, 8:47 remaining in the third quarter. Fake pitch, and now carried to the far side, Wood. He's got room to run, breaks a tackle across midfield, wrapped up and tripped up, brought down about the 43-yard line.
And that's the type of change of pace trickery that I was talking about to get Brookfield back on their heels. Great job by Wood, of course, getting the football back on the interception. But right there, great deception. Really sold the fake to the right side and then took all the open room he had to the left.
Gain of 9 will bring up 2nd and 1. Ball to Brookfield, 47-yard line. 8:21 remaining third quarter. This time it'll be a handoff left side. I believe this is Tim Brook. And he's fighting to get to a first down. He maybe got on the last effort.
Hand off to Wyatt Owens.
That was Wyatt Owens, excuse me. And he did get enough for a first down, a gain of 2. Muddy conditions here tonight. That was the 8th first down for South Shelby. Brookfield has 6. 1st and 10 from the 44-yard line. Long count. There's the snap. And it's keeper on the far sideline. He's going to go for about 3 yards. He'll bring up 2nd and 7 off the carry by Wood.
And I think, JB, that South Shelby has really found their identity now. I think they know that their strength is going to be to run the football. They're not going to throw the ball a lot in this ball game, but what they are going to do is try to use the misdirection and try to use different fakes and play actions to keep Brookfield on their heels. That's a way that they're going to keep getting these small chunks of yardage that end up adding up, allowing them to continue to get first downs.
7-6 from the 39-yard line. It takes the snap. He'll keep it himself off tackle right side, looking to turn the corner. Breaks one tackle, stays on his feet, and then he's going to be dragged out of bounds on the near sideline near the 32-yard line. The crowd wanted a horse collar tackle. I think the defender let go quickly enough. They were going to call it.
Out of bounds on the near side.
Looks like about 5 yards on the carry. Mark Wood unofficially 20 carries for 181 yards and a touchdown.
Falls at about
3rd and 1 coming up.
33-yard line.
33-yard line with 7:05 remaining in the third quarter. And it'll be an inside handoff. I don't know if Burke got enough. He was driven backward pretty quick. Needed to get to about the 33-yard line. It looks like they're going to say he lost a few inches. Bring up 4th down.
JB, we talked about deception being what's helped South Shelby so far tonight.
Fourth down.
We wonder if the mixing of quarterbacks is something that Rob Wilk thought about it as far as their game plan, if that's what's going to work in their game plan, having one quarterback and then having another quarterback, both guys that can run, but then both guys that do things a little bit differently at the helm of the offense.
Wood under center trying to draw Brookfield offside, 4th and 1 yard to go from the 34-yard line. Takes the snap, lost in the mud, picks it up. I think he got a handoff off, but Brookfield in the backfield, and Bulldogs are going to take over on downs.
Fumble on the snap, and the Cardinals come up short.
Cardinals recovered the ball, but lost yardage, and it'll be Brookfield ball. A turnover on down.
Lockwood tackle back at the.
Yeah, that's the conditions playing a factor again right there. Daniel Burke, as soon as he snapped that football, came right out of his hands. tried to fall on it, but even if he did, I mean, it's a do-or-die situation right there. You got to try to pick up the football and get a first down, but great job from Brookfield getting through that line, providing pressure as well.
First and 10 from the 39, 6:09 remaining third quarter. Two receivers split wide to the near side, two to the far side. Iser in the backfield with Liebhardt. Takes the snap. They're going to blow this dead. It looks like there was motion on the near side of the line, or maybe even the receiver on the near side.
Penalty marker prior to the snap.
That is the third penalty against the Bulldogs.
And as long as these drives are taking, JB, as much time is coming off the clock, just because South Shelby is running the football so much. Brookfield, they're throwing it a little bit more. You see on their first play right there, they drop back, try to throw the football. But either way, you think of this as being probably one of the most pivotal points in the game just because of how much time is being elapsed off the clock every single drive.
Coming up on the midway point of the third quarter, South Shelby leading 14-12. The difference, a converted two-point conversion early in the first quarter was the difference in this one right now. Liebhardt will hand off to Iser. Calls a seam left side across the 40 to about the 43-yard line. He's going to be shy of a first down. Second and about six coming up.
Justin Ali on the stop for South Shelby.
Brookfield has not had a lot of success on the ground tonight. They've done through the air. But a nice run that time. Second and six from the 44-yard line. Bulldogs need to get just shy of the 50. There's the snap. Liebhardt will keep it himself on the play action. Now he's going to tuck it and run across the 45 to about the 47-yard line. It's going to bring up third and about two.
You talk about the running attack for Brookfield tonight. They've done just enough but not enough. And I say that in a way, it's just enough to get a little bit on the stat sheet, show that you hand the ball a little bit, that you had a little bit of balance, but not enough to really catch this South Shelby defense on their heels.
Third and one from the 48. 4:55 and counting here in the third quarter. South Shelby up 14-12. Liebhardt repositions Isert. High snap brought down by Liebhardt. He's got room to run. He's got a seam. He's got a first down and more. Brought down at the 38-yard line of South Shelby as he ends up picking up 14 yards on that carry and a first down.
And that's where the majority of their breakaway runs have come from. When you get a big 12-yard run like that, it's been an opportunity for Liebhardt to drop back, survey, see what he's got. When he sees the pressure coming, that's when he takes off. It hasn't been those counter runs, those pitch runs. It's kind of been the improvising in the backfield from the quarterback.
First and 10 from the Cardinals, 39-yard line, 4:26 remaining third quarter. Two receivers split wide right, three wide right. Liebhardt looking to throw on first down over the middle. It's batted up in the air, and did he hang on to it? No, it's incomplete. Looked like he had an effort on or had an attempt on the second effort, couldn't come up with it. The intended receiver for the Bulldogs was Caster Dodd, I believe.
Yeah, Dodd kind of got sandwiched at the end of that play. He tried to keep the ball in the air to try to catch it, and then as soon as he had that one last attempt, he got submerged by two defenders from South Shelby.
Second and 10 coming up. Bulldogs now wearing gray uniforms rather than the white they started the game with. Half of Dodd's number four is covered up.
A little dark cement color out there.
High snap goes over the head of Liebhardt. The rush is coming. Liebhardt will pick it up back in his own 45-yard line. Breaks one tackle. The rest of the red shirts get there. They're going to drag him down at the 40-yard line. That's going to be a loss of 21 yards on a high snap.
Fumble on the snap all the way back to the Brookfield 41-yard line.
Not what they wanted to do there on that play, obviously. And a good job by Liebhardt to get back there and try to make something out of nothing, but South Shelby on a jailbreak there on defense.
And that's just things that happen with this type of weather. You got a really, really wet football not coming off the field very much. Just bad exchange from the center to the quarterback right there.
Third and 31 coming up. That one was bobbled, handled, and the handoff to Isard. And he's going to get close to midfield before he's brought down. Gain of nine, and it's going to bring up fourth and long. That snap on the previous play pretty much cost Brookfield this drive. Fourth down coming up, the punting unit onto the field.
And you know, it may not be the fact that the ball was wet either, JB. When you get late into a game like this and it's real cold, you start to lose the feeling in your hands if you're a football player sometimes. And you can't really feel the ball. You don't know where it's going. Things like that happen.
High snap brought down, and the punt is away by Collier. It'll take a Brookfield roll. It'll be downed. We'll see where it went out of bounds. They're going to mark it close to the 20-yard line, I believe. Not only that, but if you've got a defender lined up across from you, and you're a little anxious to get rid of that ball and get up out of your crouch, sometimes that'll come as a misfire on the snap as well.
Well, especially with the lack of protection that Brookfield has provided in the last couple of drives. They've allowed this South Shelby defense to work themselves back into this ball game. So, you know, you kind of already think that you're behind the eight ball a little bit because you haven't been protecting your quarterback. You do get a little anxious at the line of scrimmage.
South Shelby first and 10th, their own 17-yard line, 2:43 remaining in the third quarter. There's the snap. It's going to be a run to the near side. Wood's got room to run. He's going to break tackles out across the 30-yard line. Still has feet to the 40. He's to the 50. He's to the 40. He's to the 30. 20. 10. Tripped up. Stays on his feet. Stumbles into the end zone for a touchdown. 83 yards. South Shelby extends the lead.
Brock Wood, 83-yard touchdown.
He had a 76-yard run in the first half. 83 yards here in the third quarter.
And Brock Wood is a talent, and we are seeing it on full display tonight. He's been doing it from the backfield. He's been doing it from the quarterback position. He's been doing it on defense as well. He's got a pick in this game as well. You know, Brock Wood is just showing why he's coming to play tonight. And he's really put his team on his back, especially in this second half, really coming out and showing his intensity and the fire and emotion that he plays with.
And he tried to run it in for two, and looks like they're held short. 2:28 remaining in the third quarter. South Shelby leads 20-12 back in 60 seconds here on Crescent, CentralMoInfo.com.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has made getting a grip on your finances even easier. Simply download our mobile banking app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, and you're ready to manage your accounts, check balances, transfer funds, and pay bills all from the palm of your hand. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com for more information. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, proudly serving rural America for over 100 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The campus of South Shelby. Kickoff will be picked up at the 35-yard line. Out, bouncing to the outside. Across the 40 for the 45. Still on his feet. Pyle continues to move close to midfield. Still going downfield. Brookfield trying to push it down the field to the 45-yard line before the play is finally stopped. And the Bulldogs will set up with great field position.
Grace Alexander.
Alexander returned across midfield with help from his teammates.
Got almost 15 yards on the big push there from the teammates. It's a good job for the big boys in the back, finding a little bit of extra power on the return.
How do they find their footing on this turf to push South Shelby back that much? I mean, more likely to spin your wheels trying to get any kind of push going that way.
Yeah, I mean, there are just chunks and chunks of grass all over this field now, and both teams getting real muddy, getting down, and really just trying to stay in this ball game as Brookfield.
First and 10 from the 45. 2:14 remaining in the third quarter. South Shelby leading 20-12. Leibhardt out of the pistol. Takes the snap. Drops back. Looking to throw. Has time now. Throws over the middle. And the catch is made at the 30-yard line. To the 20. 15. 10. Cuts back inside. Spin move. And just shy of the end zone. Blake Kavanaugh with the reception. And Brookfield's got it first and goal.
Kavanaugh, he's got it inside the Cardinal.
Yeah, Brookfield's trying to answer back right now, and that's just a great pitch and catch.
If
Kavanaugh tries
line.
To stretch that out to the pylon, he may have that touchdown on that play. Nonetheless, puts Brookfield in great field position. It hasn't been their effort so far tonight. It's been the mistakes that they've made. They've executed on the offensive end to an extent, but sometimes they've been in situations where they try to make too tight of a throw or try to make, you know, too great of a play and get themselves in trouble.
First and goal from the six. Liebhardt will carry it himself, dives for the end zone, and he's in for a touchdown.
Eric Liebhardt keeps it.
Well, Liebhardt has made his fair share of mistakes tonight, but he's also provided some good offense for this Brookfield team. And with that touchdown right there, he's trying to keep them in this ball game. They're able to convert the extra point right here. You know, the tides end up turning. So continuing to be a close ball game between Brookfield and South Shelby so far.
Liebhardt will take the snap, looking to throw for the conversion. Batted up in the air, and it falls incomplete. 140 remaining in the third quarter at South Shelby 20. Brookfield 18 back in 60 seconds here on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com.
For Caster Dodd is incomplete.
Shelbina Villa Life Care has an average response time of 9 seconds to any call light pressed by a resident. We asked Jewel Hicks, a resident of Shelbina Villa, how important the 9-second average response was to her.
I feel secure. I feel very secure here because they do get here quick, and I feel like we're at home. They do excellent work.
Shelbina Villa Life Care in Shelbina, the next best thing to home. View ShelbinaVilla.com.
It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, ceiling coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri with offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond. Call today for your estimate or go to CapitalMo.com.
Short kick picked up on the near side. This is Fenton on the return. He'll get across the 30-yard line before he's wrapped up and brought down. 135 remaining in the third quarter. South Shelby leading Brookfield by a score of 20-18. South Shelby, give credit to their offense. Bulldogs have allowed an average of 18 points per game this season. South Shelby just over that within a two-point conversion in the first half.
Yeah, JB, and honestly, right now it's looking more like the first quarter than anything as far as both teams going back and forth. South Shelby scoring first and Brookfield trying to answer back. So kind of seems like both teams are locked back in and ready to kind of go for a sprint to the finish.
First and 10 from the South Shelby 31. Woods going to keep it himself. Cuts back against the grain to the near side of the field. He's only going to pick up about a yard. And recipient of an extra shove at the end of the play, and that one's going to be flagged. Brookfield's Brooks Baker gave him a little bit of extra tap.
Lockwood on the carry, stacked
so a gain of one and a 15-yard penalty coming up.
Penalty marker.
Wood now 23 carries for 264 yards and two touchdowns unofficially.
With this game being so close now, JB, you wonder with South Shelby putting so much into this third quarter and really finding some success on offense. You wonder if they'll be able to outlast Brookfield with the constraints that they have on their roster and having almost every player that's playing on offense, playing on defense in the same exact type of role. So you wonder if the ability for Brookfield to be more balanced as far as position players is concerned allows them to be a little bit more successful. But right now it's still looking like South Shelby has the momentum.
First and 10 from the Cardinals' 48-yard line, 1:14 remaining in the third quarter. And it'll be handoff Burke this time. And he's going to get across midfield, and the pile will stop about 47, be driven backwards. Still a nice little gain of 6 yards on that carry by Daniel Burke. That's going to bring up second and four under a minute to go here in the third quarter.
South Shelby.
Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Heinz Body Shop, Harley Croft, your local shelter insurance agent, Heinz Performance Park, Salt River Community Care, Shelby County R4 School District of Shelbina and Clarence, and Shelbina Villa Life Care, all of Shelbina. 30 seconds remaining in the third quarter. South Shelby with its second and fourth, Brookfield 47-yard line. Wood takes the snap, looking to throw over the middle, and the catch made at the 35-yard line. The ball was fumbled. Now they're going to call it incomplete. It would have been a catch.
Pass intended for Guy Timbrook.
It was Guy Timbrook coming out of the backfield. Couldn't hang on to it. It'll be an incomplete pass.
35 for South Shelby.
Third down coming up.
Yeah, give credit to Tanner Wallace back right there in coverage. Hit him right as he got the football and almost looked like he tried to take a step or two after the ball was almost secured and would have been a first down gain if he would have been able to catch that football as well. So tough break right there for South Shelby.
Third and five from the Brookfield 47-yard line. Wood out of the pistol. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff, rolls to his left. Pressure coming, rolls to his right, in trouble. Breaks a tackle, now he's got room to run. Stays on his feet, finally brought down at the 42-yard line. He's going to be close to a first down. I think he has it.
This one's going to be real, real close. The far side official looks to be
Rockwood,
short of the first down.
They'll give him a gain of four, and that will be the final play of the third quarter. South Shelby leading by a score of 20-18 back in 60 seconds here on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
The Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance is here. Come in now for rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99% APR for 36 months on hardworking Rangers, legendary sportsman ATVs, and high-performance razors. Stop by Stream Recreation in Brookfield for more information on your Polaris ATV or UTV. Offers valid in the U.S. through 6/30/18 on select new 2014 through 2019 vehicles subject to credit approval. Offers vary by model. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet and never drink and ride.
Olafen Incorporated with facility. Facilities in Macon, Marceline, and Shelbina is a family-owned and operated business since 1950. O'Loughlin Incorporated handles rock, sand, and ready-mix concrete. They also offer bulk hauling and dump trucks or van trailers, plus provide paving supplies and bulk pneumatics. But their services don't stop there. O'Loughlin Incorporated also provides lime hauling and BRT spreading services. For more information, call an O'Loughlin location near you in Macon, Marceline, and Shelbina.
Welcome back. As we start the fourth quarter, South Shelby now going right to left, fourth and one coming up. Ball the 43-yard line. And it'll be a keeper by Wood. He's got a first down and more. Cuts to the right side, down the far sideline, into the end zone. Touchdown, Cardinals. A 43-yard run. Making it 26-18, his third touchdown run of the night.
Rockwood is just unstoppable. So far tonight, I mean, you can almost count him for four scores after getting that interception earlier in this ball game. He set South Shelby up for the touchdown right before the half, and right now he's been really the difference maker that has kept South Shelby in this ball game so far. I mean, it has been all Rockwood all night.
25 carries for 311 yards and three touchdowns. And we'll get a whistle. South Shelby is going to take a timeout. We're going to keep it here, waiting for the two-point conversion. This game brought to you in part by Bailey Brothers Collision Center, Extreme Recreation Hall of Brookfield, First Missouri Bank, with locations in Brookfield, Kearney Ridgeway, Eagleville, and North Kansas City. The South Shelby Athletic Boosters of Shelbine and Clarence, Choices Embroidery of Clarence, Exchange Bank of Shelbyville, Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, and Memphis. It's 26-18 in favor of the Cardinals. Two-point conversion coming up. As the Cardinals talk it over on the near sideline, what can you say about Brockwood, though? Over 300 yards rushing tonight and three touchdowns.
Well, we talked about Brockwood earlier as far as just this offense and the landscape of the offense and how predictable it looked like they were getting. And one thing that can always overshadow predictability is just talent. And Brockwood has it. And when he gets an open space, there's not a lot of guys that are going to stop him, and quite frankly, not anybody on this Brookfield team has been able to stop him so far tonight. So Brockwood is just a great talent, and credit to him and his offensive line that have been creating holes for him all night. That's how South Shelby has been successful in the offensive end here in the second half.
They will go for two. There's the snap. Run to the near side, and And no signal yet. He's short of the goal line.
Daniel Burke on the carry.
Burke on the carry comes up short. 11:49 remaining in the fourth quarter. South Shelby now leads 26-18 back in 30 seconds here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Boats, lawn tractors, motorcycles. Moberly Motors wants it all during our annual trade-a-thon. Our brand new facility has a lot more room on the lot than before, and we're filling it up by taking anything in trade, even if you don't buy a vehicle from us. But we think you will because we have tons of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams. 0% financing.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of normal hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Short kick covered at the 47-yard line. That's where Brookfield will set up first and 10, 11:48 remaining. Bulldogs still in this game, only down 8 points, 26-18. We've only had one successful two-point conversion tonight. Really, that was the difference in this game for the most part. Brookfield's still in it if they can convert one.
Yeah, and seeing as neither team has kicked an extra point tonight, that's kind of been the quota in the MO so far. So not something that Brookfield's not used to tonight.
First and 10 from the Bulldogs' 47-yard line. We have 11:48 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Liebhardt working out of the pistol. Isard off to his left, takes the snap, drops back. Pressure now coming, and he's wrapped up. Gets out of one tackle, stays on his feet, looking to throw, looking to get out of trouble. Throws down the field, and the catch is made at the 34-yard line. And that is Dodd, who's wrapped up and brought down at the 31. That's going to go for a gain of 22 yards.
Brookfield has done a great job of doing this all night long, and that is keeping the play alive, even when it looks dead, breaking tackles, surveying the field, trying to get to the outside corners, allowing the receivers to develop their routes downfield. And that's what's kept them alive in this ball game. That's what can keep them alive right here, right now on this drive.
First and 10 from the Cardinals' 31-yard line. Liebhardt takes the snap, drops back, looking to throw. Now flushed out to his left. Still has room to run. Now forced out of the pocket and brought down for a sack back at the 46-yard line. In on the tackle for South Shelby, I believe that's Luke Witzke.
Yeah, it only works so many times when you can roll, keep rolling out as far back as possible before a defensive lineman gets you. And on that play right there, just wasn't able to get top to the outside quick enough.
Loss of 13 will bring up second and 23.
Almost negates the play beforehand.
Ball the 45-yard line. Liebhardt drops back. Pressure coming again. Throws a little screen pass. Catch made by Isard. And that's going to go, well, got ruled incomplete. The home crowd wanted a holding call, and they have a pretty solid case. No flag was thrown. They do call it incomplete. It'll bring up third down.
And we haven't made this point tonight, JB. The Brookfield away crowd actually traveled pretty well. I mean, the stands that they do have on the other side of the field from the press box that we're in, pretty much full. So traveling pretty well to support teams.
10:25 remaining fourth quarter, 26-18. Especially on a night like this. I mean, it's one thing to travel when it's 70 degrees and balmy and warm outside, but when it's cold and wet. And now we got an issue. One of the officials coming over.
10:35 on the clock.
Problem with the clock. They want to put 10 more seconds back on the clock. 10:35. in favor of the Cardinals. Bulldogs looking at third and about 23 yards to go here. From the 45-yard line of South Shelby. Liebhardt looks over to the far sideline. He's going to move Isard to his right now towards us. Takes the snap, drops back, now steps up in the pocket. And looking to find a block. He's not getting one. He's going to end up losing 2 yards on the carry. He was just trying to feel out a seam there, and no seam developed.
In the backfield.
awesome too.
And pretty good coverage downfield from South Shelby, making sure receivers are marked as well, not giving Levar really any options. If you're Brookfield, you got to make the smart decision right here. Punt the football. Pin South Shelby inside their own 20, 15-yard line and make them have to travel 85, 80 yards for another score. South Shelby hasn't done so great with their offensive sets on their half of the 50-yard line.
Fourth and about 24, and we got a flag thrown before the snap. Looks like this is going to go against Brookfield.
Penalty marker prior to the snap, dead ball foul. Ball start against the Bulldogs.
So it'll bring up fourth and 31.
And JB, even though South Shelby hasn't done oh so great on their half of the 50 as far as starting offensive drives, they do have that one weapon that's in the backfield that has done pretty decent tonight, and that's Brock Wood. So you've always got to be able to mark him if you're Brookfield, and they haven't been able to do that tonight. So don't count South Shelby out as far as being able to score or get a drive going from inside their own 20.
Bryson Collier from his own 35-yard line gets good punt away out of bounds on the near sideline inside the 20. They're going to mark it. Well, he went to the 11. Now he's going to bring it back out a little bit. Looks like they're going to mark it about the 14-yard line. 9:45 remaining in the fourth quarter. South Shelby leading 26-18. And
ball out of bounds.
Either
South
another
Shelby
score or another long drive for the Cardinals. Something to eat up a lot of clock here. It would almost put this game away.
Yeah, well, and the fact that South Shelby has run the ball almost exclusively tonight would probably mean that they get a couple of first downs. They run 4 or 5 minutes off this clock and really try to help their cause to win this ball game tonight. Important game for both teams is at this point you're not really trying to win the conference. You're just trying to catch some steam and start rolling before district starts.
First and 10 from the 17. Wood carries out to the far sideline. He's going to be ridden out of bounds after a short gain. And it's going to bring up second down. Clock will continue to run. Well, looks like they give him no gain on that carry.
Brock Wood, the ball carrier.
Second and 10 coming up from the 17-yard line.
Loss of about a yard on the play.
I think give him a loss of one.
Second down, 11 for South Shelby.
Coming up on 9 minutes remaining. Second and 11 from the 16. Wood out of the pistol. One receiver wide to the near side. Two to the far side. He'll carry. It looks like he stumbled a bit. Kept his footing, but Brookfield's going to get in the backfield and not allow him to pick anything up. It's going to bring up third and long. But the clock will continue to run.
I guess that's about the only good thing right now for South Shelby is that the clock is continuing to run because you don't want to get in a situation where you're in this drive and you don't pick up at least one first down, try to burn some more of that clock. You punt the football away, and the way the punts have gone so far tonight for South Shelby haven't been more than 30, 40-yard punts or 20, 30-yard punts. So, you know, you would assume that Brookfield gets the ball back at around the 50-yard line.
Third and 11 from the 16-yard line. Takes the snap. And a pitch on the end around, coming to the near side. Looking to turn upfield. This is Burke, and he'll be ridden out of bounds after a modest gain.
Wide Owens on the
carry. Excuse me, that was Owens on the carry. Number two, not 32. And it's going to bring up fourth at about 2 yards to go. The punting
right
unit will come on.
Yard line.
Yeah, not the best of drives right there from South Shelby. When you really needed to milk some clock, you really needed to gain some yards, just get a couple of first downs. Now you give Brookfield the ball inside your own 50.
Kick towards the near sideline. Dodd will let it bounce at the Brookfield 47. It's just going to splash into the mud and die. It's down at the 48-yard line of Brookfield. First and 10 for the Bulldogs with 7:54 remaining in the fourth quarter.
Well, not quite inside that 50, but close enough. It's going to be another short field for Brookfield right here. And I think one thing that they've got to do is, at this point, go with what has been working best, and that's been the pass game. When Liebhardt has had the opportunity to drop back and be able to survey the field and extend these plays, he's made a way to find these receivers. The run game just isn't there right now for Brookfield.
First and 10 from the 47. Kaiser in the backfield. Lee Park barking out the play. Now looks over the sideline. Brookfield commonly does that. Second look. Takes the snap. Drops back looking to throw on first down. Lost one over the middle. A wounded duck. That's going to be picked off. A flag on the play on the far sideline. Staying on his feet. Cutting back to the 40. I thought I saw a flag on the near sideline. It was Burke with the interception.
Inside the Brookfield.
The flag was on the near sideline. We'll see what the call is.
Penalty marker on the
no
play.
No signal yet. Ineligible receiver downfield, so the interception will stand. That is the fourth turnover by Brookfield tonight. And the Cardinals will have it first and 10 in Brookfield territory.
That's another really, really bad throw from Derek Liebhardt. He was looking for his receiver and Blake Kavanaugh, who was in the area, but just not a tight spiral. Probably didn't have a good grip on that football. And that's one where you just try to either throw it away or even tuck it if you know that, you know, it's not going to be a good throw.
First and 10 from the 40. Wood coming to the near side, looking to turn up field, and he's going to be ridden down at the 38-yard line after a short gain.
Rockwood on the,
on the tackle. Go ahead.
But you really can't blame Brookfield or blame the play call right there. They're just trying to go with what's working, and the only thing that has been working here in the second half has been the airstrike. I mean, running the football on the ground just hasn't been their MO tonight. So when you're down a touchdown and an extra point or a two-point conversion, you've got to throw the football. You've got to do something to try to get your offense going at a point where they've just been dull.
Right now, South Shelby with much better field position. The last drive, chance to run some more time off the clock. 7 minutes remaining. It's going to be a fake handoff. Wood's going to be dropped as Brookfield had everyone in the backfield. This will be a loss of about 4, maybe 5 yards that sack.
It may be a little too late as far as, you know, trying to mark Wood. And it seems like that's what Brookfield's doing now. They're converging three or four guys on him as soon as they see the football in his hands. So that could actually play into South Shelby's offense a little bit with the misdirection that they've done, with the read options that they've done as well. If they put Wood back at quarterback and give him that opportunity to have some of those read options, that can open up some running lanes for some of the other runners in the backfield.
Third and 13 from the 43-yard line. 6:20 remaining. Wood takes the snap. And the handoff goes to Burke, follows the block. He'll get across the 40, but he's well shy of a first down. Picked up about 5 yards on that carry.
Daniel Burke on the carry inside
the 40.
He
has 8 carries for 30 yards tonight. Bring up fourth down. The spot on the field, South Shelby, nothing to lose by going for it.
Stopping for Brookfield, fourth down and 8.
If you're thinking about putting this game away, you certainly have the weapons back there. You can pick up a fourth and long. They may be punting here. Wood standing at the 46-yard line of Brookfield. Waiting for the snap. Takes it, does get the kick away. Short kick is going to take a long roll. It's going to be down inside the 5-yard line. So,
I think they made a decision.
About the 5-yard line. David Benton.
Brookfield will have to go at least 95 yards in the final 5:27.
5:27 to go. Bulldogs have a
tough uphill grind for the Bulldogs, and we'll see if they put it together here. Well, it may be their final offensive drive.
Yeah, the last couple of drives haven't looked too good for Brookfield as far as getting the ball in the hands of their receivers. If they've got any chance of driving down the field 95 yards, Derek Liebhardt is going to have to make that better decisions. He's going to have to find open receivers and not try to force throws into tight spaces. You've got to be patient and you've got to be collective when you're back in that backfield, you know, trying to find an open receiver, trying to find some offense.
Well, the receiver's late getting on for the Bulldogs. On first down, they're going to run it to the far side. First down and more down the far sideline across the 30 to the 35-yard line before he's wrapped up. Look at that Sizer. Gain of 30.
And that was actually Liebhardt who kept that one on the play and spread it up the left side sideline. He's broken away for a couple of good runs tonight, and that's just a great job of getting them some better field position, giving them some room to breathe a little bit.
First and 10 from the 34-yard line, 5:06 remaining. Leibhart takes the snap, looking to throw. And that is going to be, was that a completion with his knee down? No, you're going to give him the catch, but no gain beyond that, gain of 5 yards.
But that's okay. I think that's exactly what Brookfield needs to just keep the drive alive. You don't have to do too much, and maybe that's what's been happening. You get 10, 12-yard passes and try to stretch out your receivers a little bit too much. Just get the short intermediate passes that'll pick you up 5-6 yards per throw.
Second and six from the 39, handoff to Iser in the backfield. And he fights for a few more yards and he'll be close to a first down. They will move the chains, gain a six.
And that's exactly what you couple both with. This is the balance that Brookfield has used. And you see on the other end, South Shelby is such a run-heavy team. Brookfield has been able to utilize some of the passing game to couple that with a running game, and that's how you pick up first downs. Picture-perfect sequence right there from Brookfield.
4:14 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Brookfield trailing 26-18, needing a touchdown, 2-point conversion. First and 10 from the 45. Ball is fumbled, and looks like South Shelby is going to recover back at the 38-yard line. A misconnection on the handoff to Izard. And the Cardinals come up with a fumble recovery. This may put
fumble
the game away.
Unfortunately, JB, I'm going to have to put that one on Derek Leibhart again just because he's the original individual with the football right there. And you got to make a decision for your running back. You've either got to stick it in his gut and tell him, hey, you're taking it, or you're going to have to pull that one out quickly. And a lot of times with these quarterbacks, they may do a little touch on the back or some type of signal to let the running back know, hey, I've got the ball for you. I've got the ball for you. Go ahead and take it now, just so that there's not miscommunication right there, and that's exactly what happened. Costly, costly turnover for Brookfield.
Fifth takeaway by the Cardinals tonight. They've not turned the ball over themselves. First and 10 from the 38. Handoff to the near side, staying on his feet. This is Burke across the 30-yard line to the 29. Gain of about 9 yards on that carry.
Tanner Wallace on the tackle for the Bulldogs. Gain of 9 on the play.
Second and 1 coming up from the 30, from the 29-yard line with 3:38 remaining. South Shelby trying to wind down the rest of the clock here, pick up their second win of the season. And a timeout will be taken by the Bulldogs. We're going to take a 30-second break as well. 3:23 remaining here in the fourth quarter. South Shelby leading 26-18, back in 30 seconds here on Crest and CentralNoInfo.com.
If you ever gave your wife an impact wrench for her birthday, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If you taught your kids how to change engine oil before you taught them how to ride a bike, then CarQuest is for you. CarQuest is for those who really know and care about their car. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
When you want the best parts for your car, see Heinz Performance Parts, your local CarQuest Auto Parts store newly located in downtown Shelbina. Heinz Performance Parts is a proud supporter of all local athletes.
.323 remaining here in the fourth quarter. South Shelby with football leading 26-18. This game brought to you in part by O'Loughlin Incorporated with locations in Shelbina, Macon, and Marceline, and Keithley Photography, studio of Macon, your school and sports photographer of North Central Missouri. South Shelby looking at second and one off the Brookfield 29-yard line. .323 remaining. Wood out of the pistol, one back on either side of him. Long count, trying to draw Brookfield off, possibly. Takes the snap, and he'll hand it off. Diving forward for a first down. I believe that's Timbrook. Yeah, it was.
Got Timbrook on the carry. He's got enough for a
that's a big first down,
down
with Brookfield only having two times to stop the clock with two timeouts left. Brookfield gets one more first down. This one could be in the books.
First downs are even tonight, 11 apiece now. 3:05 remaining. Each team with two timeouts left.
Balls at about the 26 of Brookfield.
First and 10 from the 26. Wood takes the snap. He's going to roll to his right. Looking to turn up field. Breaks one tackle and then lost the football. Brookfield maybe came up with it. And South Shelby's going to hang on to the football, looks like.
Well, that would have been the lucky break that Brookfield needed.
On the carry.
Conversely, on the other end, got to take care of the football in this situation if you're South Shelby.
Second and 10, ball at the 26-yard line. 2:15 and counting. Wood takes the snap. He'll keep it himself, bounces to the right side, looking to turn the corner, and he'll be ridden out of bounds on the far sideline after a short loss of one.
Rockwood on the carry out of bounds.
That stopped the clock
the
as well, 2:02
left. About a yard on the play.
Third and 11 coming up from the 27.
Well, Brookfield's able to get a stop. That's a big play right there, forcing Wood out of bounds because, yes, JB, it does stop the clock, but the other thing is you don't waste a timeout, and you have an opportunity to keep one timeout if you get the ball back after this drive and call one after this third down play so the clock doesn't keep running, because you would think South Shelby's going to run the football here.
Wood takes the snap, handoff to Burke, met in the backfield, and drops back at the 34-yard line. Loss of 8 and a quick timeout taken by Brookfield.
Daniel Burke on the carry, thrown for a loss in the final.
We will keep
backfield.
It here. Let you know this game brought to you in part by Reynolds Herford of Huntsville, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College, and Moberly Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbian Online, and Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out at capitalmo.gov. So, fourth and long coming up. South Shelby, a decision to make. Had a good punt last time. They pinned Brookfield inside the 5-yard line. A little bit closer now. They're at the 35-yard line.
Yeah, and it may be a little bit of a tougher punt actually now that it is shorter, trying to pin them inside the 10, 20-yard line. It's tough for the high school punters and high school kickers to really get a gauge of, you know, the strength and the pinpoint accuracy it takes to be at the 45-yard line and down somebody inside the 10. I mean, it happens, but we even saw in the last possession that gave the ball back to Brookfield when South Shelby punted it away, it was a lucky bounce that got them inside that 5-yard mark, or else that punt would have been down probably around the 20-yard line. So interesting to see what South Shelby does. Nonetheless, Brookfield has got to get a stop either way.
Looks like they're trying to draw Brookfield offside again. Play clock down to 10. Wood takes the snap, drops back. And he's going to throw. Excuse me, that's Burke throwing. It's going to be picked off the 25-yard line. He was looking for Wood at the 25, and the Bulldog jumped the route.
25-yard line.
And coming up with the interception for Brookfield, that's Brandon Collins.
Brandon Collins.
Well, in a way, JB, that's almost better than throwing the football away in that situation, because you give Brooke, you take away 20 yards away from Brookfield in that situation. Now, nobody ever wants to throw a pick, and if you're Rob Witt would probably tell you, I don't want that pick thrown, but it actually helps you in this situation because you weren't going to put the football anyway, so you take some yardage away from the opposing team.
And that took a few more seconds off the clock as well. 1:50 remaining. Brookfield down 8 with the ball, first and 10 at their 25-yard line. Needing a touchdown and a two-point conversion. Liebhardt out of the snap, drops back, looking to throw on first down, rolls out to the near side of the field. Looking back, he's got a left one down the near sideline, and this will be incomplete. A lot of contact near midfield, but the ball was thrown 5 yards short of that massive humanity.
Boy, and that ball just twirled and twirled and twirled, and Liebhardt is not getting anything on these plays. It's going to be holding back on the offense, so it's going to push Brookfield back. But back to the point about Liebhardt right here, before the snap, he's rubbing his hands together, trying to keep them warm, and you can tell he hasn't had a good grip on the ball in the second half. I mean, he made some pretty good accurate throws in the first half, had a couple of blemishes with a couple of picks that he threw in the first half, but this second half has looked like a completely different Brookfield offense, and it has started with the quarterback in Derek Liebhardt. He just hasn't looked the same in the pocket so far.
Don't forget, after our game, we'll have End Zone here on KRS, MoberlyInfo.com. Brad Boyer will have that coming up for you tonight. We've got first and 20 coming up from the 15-yard line, 1:43 remaining. Brookfield trailing 26-18. Liebhardt takes the snap. And handoff to Isard. He's got room to run. He's out across the 25-yard line before he's wrapped up and brought down. You know, the tackle for South Shelby. Like that was
Isard on the ball.
Wilkerson, possibly.
Carry four.
Well, I'll Brookfield. Tell you one thing, JB. If Brookfield wants to have the opportunity to win this game, they've got to pick up the pace. They're not getting on the line quick enough. They're letting too much time come off this clock in between plays.
1:19 remaining. Second and nine coming up from the 26-yard line. Leavitt will throw to the far sideline. A high ball. Catch is made. Breaking one tackle on the far sideline. Cutting back and ball came loose at the end. South Shelby says they have it. And they do. The sixth takeaway of the night by the Cardinals defense. And that one's going to be the backbreaker.
Well, it's been the story of the night, JB. Can Brookfield take care of the ball in the second half? And they can't. They doubled their turnover ratio here in the second half, giving up the ball four times. And it's been the pressure of South Shelby that has forced them to do it. They're forcing them to throw the football. They've taken away the run game from Brookfield, and they've essentially done it all night long. And South Shelby can line up in the V formation now. They can kind of take this one on home.
Nice senior night for the Cardinals. Minute four left. They'll have to snap it twice. And South Shelby's going to take a timeout, and Coach Wilt wants to know why. I don't think he's happy the timeout was taken. He wasn't the one that called it. I think it was called
by the quarterback.
By the quarterback.
Yeah.
He's out there. That's the second timeout taken by the Cardinals. After the game, Brad Boyer will have Enzo. We'll hear from the coaches here before we send it back. We'll have plenty of scores. Big night in Clarence Cannon Conference. Hopefully it'll settle up that race a little bit more or make it even more interesting for next week. Next week, Centralia's at Macon, Monroe City at Palmyra. We'll have the Centralia Macon game on Glory 97, Monroe City at Palmyra on Crest. Brookfield next week will close out the regular season at Clark County, and South Shelby will be at Highland.
That Centralia team is really an interesting team to watch. Got a chance to cover that game earlier this year, or cover Centralia earlier this year against Mexico. And they've got some real athletes on the offensive end. John Durant, big quarterback for Centralia. That team has done really well so far this year.
Wood will take a knee. And a timeout taken by Brookfield. They had one left, but timeout was taken. With 1 minute remaining, 26-18. Trying to get the ball back, I guess. They're out of timeouts after this.
And with the play clock at 25 seconds per snap, I mean, you're second down. South Shelby could kneel it out at this point.
Kneel down by Daniel Burke.
It was actually Burke who took the snap, not Wood. Brock Wood. Unofficially tonight, 31 carries for 306 yards and three touchdowns.
34-yard line.
Ball's at 34, and they're going to do it again out of shotgun formation. There's the snap. And he'll walk up and take a knee after a couple steps. Burke losing a few more yards on that play, but it takes a few more seconds off the clock.
Well, JB, this win may not do much to affect the standings for South Shelby, but what a way to bounce back at home, senior night, and playing a very comparable Brookfield team, but a team in South Shelby that lost so big last week to Centralia, a team that just has overpowered some of its opponents this year. This is a big team win for South Shelby, and you wonder if this can allow them to propel into the playoffs and into districts with some confidence and possibly some momentum.
It may give them a home game in the district. We'll talk about that in a second as he is taken on third down. It's South Shelby came into the night fifth in the district, just over 2 points behind Mark Twain. Mark Twain taking on 6-1 North Callaway tonight. So both teams will get points for playing out, but South Shelby is going to get a win as well, and 8 points as far as margin victory. Don't see Mark Twain knocking off North Callaway. Could be wrong. Anything can happen in high school football, but very likely South Shelby is going to move up into fourth in the district with this win tonight.
Well, and that's big because you really can see how well they played at home tonight. And, you know, the first half was a little bit of a dogfight, but the second half they really honed in on what their head coach was talking about, what they needed, and that was effort and discipline. And you could see it in their defense. You could see it in the offense because they one thing that South Shelby didn't do was get away from the game that they knew they could play. They didn't try to overpower this Brookfield team with an air attack that they didn't have. They stayed true to what they knew, and they did it through their best player in Brock Wood, who had an amazing, phenomenal night on the offensive end, and even chipped in on the defensive end with probably the turning point of this ball game, and that's the interception before the end of the first half that just started to get the things on a roll for this South Shelby Cardinal team.
Cardinals win this one 26-18. We're going to take a two-minute break. Be back with the postgame show here on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
At Heinz Body Shop in Shelvina, we do more than collision repair. We're specialists in the total repair of your vehicle. This is Steve Hines. In other words, trust us to repair problems to your vehicle due to the normal wear and tear of everyday driving. Count on Hines Body Shop for your light mechanical repair, exhaust and brake work, air conditioning repair, tire balancing, computerized wheel alignment, as well as frame and suspension work. You'll always receive quality automotive service and repair at Hines Body Shop in Shelvina. After all, you're driving home our reputation.
Reynolds Herfords of Huntsville will hold their 17th annual production sale on Sunday, October 21st, selling horned and pulled Hereford genetics, including 20 bulls, 6 spring pair splits, 6 fall calving pairs, 7 show steers, 7 fall yearling heifers, 14 spring show heifer prospects, plus 20 black and black whiteface commercial lots consigned by Ty Reynolds and John Ranch. That's Sunday, October 21st at noon at the farm 1 mile east of Huntsville. For information, go to ReynoldsHerfords.com or call Matt at 660-676-3788. Lunch will be served at 11 o'clock.
Boats, lawn tractors, motorcycles. Moberly Motors wants it all during our annual trade-a-thon. Our brand new facility has a lot more room on the lot than before, and we're filling it up by taking anything in trade, even if you don't buy a vehicle from us. But we think you will because we have tons of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams. 0% financing for up to 72 months is available on select models with approved credit. Plus, we have new 2018 Ford F-150s priced up to $15,000 off MSRP. On top of it all, we're guaranteeing a minimum $1,000 for your pre-owned vehicle in trade, regardless of condition. Push it, pull it, even drag it in. It's still worth at least $1,000. During Trade-A-Thon, we're taking anything in trade, from helicopters to custom choppers. So come visit our all-new facility and see why after 75 years, people are still making the money-saving drive to Moberly Motors. North Morley Street in Moberly and MoberlyMotors.com. Driven by tradition.
Oh, here on Superstation Crest, we'll get to Enzo coming up here in a few moments. South Shelby winning their senior night 26-18 over Brookfield. Time to announce our outstanding player of the game, brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, the Jeff Raymond Agency. For all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life, we're going to give it to South Shelby's Brock Wood tonight. Not only did he have an interception on defense, finished the night rushing 31 times for 306 yards and 3 touchdowns. So officially 306 yards on the ground for Wood. And he will be our Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, Jeff Freeman Agency, outstanding player of the game. For all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life, that's Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, the Jeff Freeman Agency. Brookfield got on the board first, 6-0 on a Tim Iser two-yard touchdown run in the first quarter, coming just under 2 minutes into the game. South Shelby answered just a couple plays later, 76-yard run by Brock Wood. Two-point conversion was good, made it 8-6. Brookfield answered as Liebhardt found Dodd for a 54-yard pass, made it 12-8. South Shelby had scored just before halftime on a 9-yard pass from Burke to Wyatt Owens. Two-point try failed, 14-12 at the half. Brock Wood late in the third quarter, an 83-yard touchdown run. Two-point try failed, 20-12 South Shelby. Liebhardt answered with a 6-yard run of his own less than a minute later, made it 20-18 after that two-point try failed, and then Brock Wood a 43-yard touchdown run in the fourth quarter. On the first play of the fourth quarter, two-point try failed, 26-18, the final score in this one. Once again, Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Heinz Body Shop, Harley Croft, your local shelter insurance agent, Heinz Performance Parts, Salt River Community Care, Shelby County R4 School District of Shelbina and Clarence, Shelbina Villa Life Care, all of Shelbina, Bailey Brothers Collision Center Extreme Recreation of Brookfield, First Missouri Bank with locations in Brookfield, Kearney, Ridgeway, Eagle Villa, North Kansas City, the South Shelby Athletic Boosters of Shelbina and Clarence, Joyce's Embroidery of Clarence, Exchange Bank of Shelbyville, Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, and Memphis, O'Laughlin Incorporated with locations in Shelbina, Macon, and Marceline, Keithley Photography Studio of Macon, your school and sports photographer of North Central Missouri, Reynolds Herford of Huntsville, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online, and Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.gov. South Shelby winning by a score of 26-18. We're going to take another break. I believe Rob Wilt on his way up here. We'll be back in 2 minutes. You're listening to High School Football on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Heinz Body Shop in Shelbina, we do more than collision repair. We're specialists in the total repair of your vehicle. This is Steve Heinz. In other words, trust us to repair problems to your vehicle due to the normal wear and tear of everyday driving. Count on Heinz Body Shop for your light mechanical repair, exhaust and brake work, air conditioning repair, tire balancing, computerized wheel alignment, as well as frame and suspension work. You'll always receive quality automotive service and repair at Heinz Body Shop in Shelbina. After all, you're driving home our reputation.
Reynolds Herfords of Huntsville will hold their 17th annual production sale on Sunday, October 21st, selling horned and pulled Hereford genetics, including 20 bulls, 6 spring pair splits, 6 fall calving pairs, 7 show steers, 7 fall yearling heifers, 14 spring show heifer prospects, plus 20 black and black whiteface commercial lots consigned by Ty Reynolds and John Ranch. That's Sunday, October 21st at noon at the farm 1 mile east of Huntsville. For information, go to ReynoldsHerfords.com or call Matt at 660-676-3788. Lunch will be served at 11 o'clock.
And welcome back to the postgame show here on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. South Shelby Cardinals winning tonight by a score of 26-18. Joins now head coach Rob Will. Coach, nice win on senior night for you guys tonight.
Very nice win. We needed that. You know, we've been through the gauntlet the last, whatever, 5 or 6 weeks with all the Clarence Cannon Conference teams, and our kids needed that, and it was a good battle. And, you know, I'm very proud of the way we made plays when we had to there towards the end.
Brock Wood unofficially more than 300 yards on the ground tonight, also came up with an interception for you along with his 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, really, I didn't realize he had that many yards, but I tell you what, he's a special kid. But he's going to tell you as well as anybody, our offensive line did a nice job up there up front. And, you know, I thought it was just a total team effort, but, you know, Brock is a weapon.
He and Daniel Burke sharing duties at quarterback tonight. Obviously, that's happened throughout the season, but it seemed like it was more of a plan tonight to get them both in there in the first half, shuttling duties there.
Yeah, with the sloppy field, we wanted to go under center a little bit, and then I want to keep Brock back there able to carry the ball, so we went Daniel Burke at quarterback, and then we do some 2-minute offensive stuff with Daniel Burke. He did a nice job as well leading the team.
Certainly a nice night. Tell us a little bit about what this senior class has been. Obviously, you've got at least a couple more games, but a chance to celebrate them tonight on senior night.
Yeah, they're, you know, here's the deal. We've only got 3 of them. And I told the mayor before the game that I really appreciate them sticking it out and playing and doing, you know, I feel like that group, we had several of them when they were freshmen, but we lost several of them. And I'm just proud of these 3 kids for sticking it out and working and doing the right thing. And I just appreciate them playing football for me.
Talk about the changes, adjustments made in the first quarter. First couple minutes, I thought we're going to have both teams in triple-digit scoring tonight, and then all of a sudden the defense is locked down for both sides and kept them out of the end zone for the rest of the half.
Yeah, you know, we had a lot of different defensive sets to try to confuse them, and, Coach O'Laughlin did a nice job of scheming that up. I thought Kaysen Weld had a really nice game defensively at linebacker. He made several tackles. I thought our D-line did a decent job of keeping the quarterback in the pocket. And, we just made some plays down the field. Like you said, we had a couple interceptions, which were big, and some turnovers there at the end. I thought our defense played pretty well all night.
This win big for you in several ways. Of course, nice to get the win on senior night. Nice to snap the five-game losing streak, obviously. But also with this win, it kind of looks like you're going to move into fourth in the district and a chance to maybe play a home game in 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's very important. Yeah, we want to be able to come back here. We don't want this to be the seniors' last home game. We'd like to host that game. We got a Highland team next week on the road that we know cannot, you know, we got to go back to work and get ready for them because, you know, even though we won this game, we know we still got to work hard to win games because we just don't have, you know, we got a lot of young kids playing. So we got to continue to work and get better.
How were the conditions out there? We know it was around 40 degrees, kind of wet out there all night. The rain quit, but obviously muddy conditions. How did the guys handle it overall?
You know, I thought they did okay. There towards the end when we were starting to get under center, that's why we, you know, ended the game in shotgun. We were having trouble with the snap. You know, those wet hands right underneath the center sometimes can be a bad deal, especially when we don't do a lot of it. So I thought they did a good job handling, you know, inside the hashes were pretty sloppy, but, you know, our kids did well.
You told us in the pregame the importance of playing a clean game. Not only did you play a clean game, but you had 6 takeaways on the night.
Yeah, that was huge. You know, obviously, against a good football team, if you can get those turnovers and get back on offense and milk that clock, that was big down in the fourth quarter especially.
Also, before we let you go, we want to thank you and your fans and Brookfield's fans as well, raising $475 tonight. That's going to buy almost $10,000 worth of food for the food bank and 117 items donated as well as far as.
That's awesome. Well, this community is just like that. When there's you know, something in need, people step up and do it. You know, it just never ceases to amaze me what Shelby County does as a community, you know, and it showed again tonight.
All right. Good luck against Highland next week, Coach.
I appreciate it. Thanks for your coverage.
Thank you. Rob Wild, head coach of the South Shelby Cardinals. His squad winning tonight by a score of 26-18. We're going to take one more quick break. We'll be back to wrap up the postgame show and get ready for End Zone. You're listening to high school football on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss.
Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
If you ever gave your wife an impact wrench for her birthday, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If you taught your kids how to change engine oil before you taught them how to ride a bike, then CarQuest is for you. CarQuest is for those who really know and care about their car. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
When you want the best parts for your car, see Heinz Performance Parts, your local CarQuest Auto Parts store newly located in downtown Shelbina. Heinz Performance Parts is a proud supporter of all local athletes.
At Heinz Body Shop in Shelbina, we do more than collision repair. We're specialists in the total repair of your vehicle. This is Steve Heinz. In other words, trust us to repair problems to your vehicle due to the normal wear and tear of everyday driving. Count on Heinz Body Shop for your light mechanical repair, exhaust and brake work, air conditioning repair, tire balancing, computerized wheel alignment, as well as frame and suspension work. You'll always receive quality automotive service and repair at Heinz Body Shop in Shelbina. After all, you're driving home our reputation.
Reynolds Herefords of Huntsville will hold their 17th annual production sale on Sunday, October 21st, selling horned and pulled Hereford genetics, including 20 bulls, 6 spring pair splits, 6 fall calving pairs, 7 show steers, 7 fall yearling heifers, 14 spring show heifer prospects, plus 20 black and black whiteface commercial lots consigned by Ty Reynolds and John Ranch. That's Sunday, October 21st at noon at the farm 1 mile east of Huntsville. For information, go to ReynoldsHerefords.com or call Matt at 660-676-3788. Lunch will be served at 11 o'clock.
And welcome back to the postgame show here on Superstation Crest. Brad Boyer standing by. End zone coming up in just a few moments. Brookfield coach Scott Stevens will be joining us here momentarily as South Shelby wins tonight by a score of 26-18. And certainly a nice win tonight for South Shelby. 6 takeaways on defense. Brock Wood with a big night on the ground certainly worked out well for them.
Yeah, as Rob Wilt was leaving our interview and heading back to kind of celebrate the win with the team, I just stopped him and you know, congratulated him on the win. And he seemed very enthusiastic, very happy that his team came out tonight, that the community came out to support the multiple causes that we had going on tonight with the food bank as well as You could see that South Shelby was playing with a little bit of passion tonight, because in the first half, I think that the box score in the first half didn't really represent what South Shelby was able to do. I mean, you couple the first half of just kind of sticking in there and sticking around the game with the second half of complete dominance over that Brookfield offense with the South Shelby defense and the stalemates they were able to create and the turnovers they were able to force. I mean, the tide really turned after the interception by Brock Wood at the end of that first half. We talked about that being a deciding factor going into the half, but I don't think we really realized the magnitude of it until we saw what type of fuel that gave the Cardinals in the second half.
And let's not forget, Brookfield led for almost half of this game. They led almost the entire first quarter, except for where South Shelby took that brief lead at 8-6. Brookfield answered right away. They led 12-8 from that point until right before halftime, and then South Shelby led the rest of the way. South Shelby hasn't been playing from ahead much lately. They've been playing even with teams, but they haven't had that lead and been able to hold on to it. I think that really helped the Cardinals being able to play with a little bit of a lead rather than playing catch-up or trying to hold on to a tie.
Yeah, and when you've had the stretch that South Shelby's had over the last couple of weeks, you know, you've got back-to-back or four straight losses, all by 20 points or more. It's tough to come out and try to find that groove and find some things offensively that work for you. And tonight, they just did it. They put the complete package together, and glad that they could do it here tonight on Senior Night.
We know our coaches are standing by, waiting to get on the air for End Zone coming up. We're just a few moments away from Coach Stevens, I believe. We're going to give him another minute or two. Otherwise, we'll have to get that on and record and send it back to the station to play during End Zone. But obviously, a nice win for South Shelby. Brookfield, they've got to bounce back from this one somehow. Next week, they are at Clark County, another tough opponent for them.
Yeah. I think really this game tonight should be kind of fuel to the fire, trying to get them to that next point as far as district is concerned. And, you know, like we talked about kind of in the middle parts of the game, it's not really about trying to win the conference at this point, because it's virtually impossible. It's about making the progressional steps up to try to get some fuel and try to kind of have a snowball effect into the playoffs.
All right. Coach Stevens is on his way over. We'll give him the headset real quick. We'll keep things short so we can get it off to End Zone here on Crest. Join us now to talk about Brookfield Bulldogs, head coach Scott Stevens. Coach, a tough loss for your squad tonight. You played South Shelby pretty evenly, certainly through the first half, and they were able to take a short lead there right before halftime, and they just kind of held you at arm's length for a good part of the second half.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like this is really the first week that we felt like we got dominated up front, and I feel like at times they were dominating us up front. They took away our run game, made us throw the football. With these conditions, we struggled with that a little bit. You know, six turnovers, I don't care who you're playing. If you have six turnovers, it's really hard to win a football game.
Yeah, six turnovers, big key. You were having success throwing the football in the mm-hmm. first half. You're moving the ball down the field. You had that big touchdown pass to Dodd the first half as well.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely did some good things when it came to throwing the football. But it's something we got to continue to get better at. You know, I feel like we've improved every single week at it. But, you know, once those conditions got worse, you know, as the day or night went on, the second half, we definitely started struggling and ball started slipping. You know, we had three fumbles, three interceptions, and it's definitely, like I said, it's hard to win when you have that happen to you.
How tough was it for your defense to pick up Wood shuffling back and forth between quarterback and tailback throughout the first half and into the second?
You know, him shuffling around, I don't think affected us much. He just made a lot of big plays. You know, if you look at our game plan defensively, it started and stopped with him. At all times, we had somebody spying him, mirroring him wherever he went. But he was able to break a lot of tackles, you know, and which is frustrating. You know, we got to do a lot better job of wrapping up, especially when you have a playmaker like him that if he breaks a couple tackles and he gets an open space, he's going to be able to take it for a touchdown.
You mentioned conditions a little bit. I imagine it would have been easier to play with a 2 or 6 or 8 point lead than try and play from behind 2 or 6 or 8 points in the second half. It makes it a lot easier for your offense and your defense in that situation.
No, I mean, there's no doubt about it. You know, we threw a lot, you know, I feel like we had to, but at the same time, we really like running the football. That's who we are. They were able to take that away from us, and us playing from behind, we feel like we had to throw a little bit more than we really wanted to, and, you know, it ended up having three interceptions, and that's definitely going to hurt you.
Your thoughts about the game at Clark County next week?
No, obviously, Ethan Allen does a great job at Clark. They're doing really well. I know they're struggling right now. I don't know what the score is to Monroe, but I think they're losing is what I heard. But they're a great football team. You know, they're easily one of the best teams in our conference, which I think you guys would see that as well. There's never an off week in our conference, you know. So they're going to be ready to go, especially, you know, off playing that Monroe game. And we just got to be ready to go and, you know, see what happens.
Coach, appreciate your time, and good luck to your squad next week.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Scott Stevens, head coach at Brookfield. His squad falling to South Shelby tonight, 26-18. That's going to do it for our broadcast tonight. Thanks to all of our sponsors for helping us bring you tonight's action. Thanks to our producer, Jeremy, back in the studio, doing a great job. And thanks to you for listening. And, of course, thanks to everyone who brought food and monetary donations out for a food drive tonight, raising $475, which will buy just under $10,000 worth of food, 117 items brought in as well. Brad Boyer standing by. He'll have End Zone coming up next here on Superstation. Chris, for Cam Thomas, I'm J.B. Conley. Have a great night, everyone.
Listening again for top football action on